And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear. No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. This is what we're going to do today. There is a lot of information that needs to be done, and I want to share it with you, but what we're going to do is Drew Phillips is going to be in, but the first hour he's probably going to sit out because he's like sick. So he's we got him all kinds of goodies to make him feel better. He'll be in the second hour, he said. Second hour, let me sleep. Okay. So that's what we're going to do, because I was probably going to yak most of the time anyway. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to, for my friends, listeners, people that, you know, are interested in our visit to Consumer Electronics Show last week, over the next couple of weeks, we targeted some people that we thought of interest, different ways of raising money, you know, different tech, different impact that's going to have on the economy, on our future. I don't care about the big whiz bang and how cool my Corvette is pimped out with all the latest gadgetry of the what, that's, you know, 007's car of the next episode of Who Cares. You know, my thing is what is going to change our lives, change our relationship, you know, between ourselves and they, them, those that, you know, want to rule us or glean from us or harvest from us. So this is, I mean, literally, what do they call it? Quang Fong or something like it's a spiritual kind of movement in China, and they're arresting them, and all these guys are heavy around all the walkways into the Consumer Electronics Show passing out stuff. Look, they're arresting us, putting us in their government prisons and harvesting our organs. You know, so I mean, you know, literally it can get that bad. So I haven't checked in the validity of that, but I mean, you know, that's a good place to be, you know, sharing your aversion to such things. Well, Drew and I spent a lot of time videotaping, interviewing, talking to people. Drew has been really kept up on all the Bitcoin forums, know who's who and what's what and the controversies of. And I always have just one question, you know, can they, them, those that won't leave me alone. There are those that just want to be left alone. Those won't leave them alone. Can those that will not leave us alone physically change Bitcoin, alter it, use it, regulate it, law it, all that kind of stuff into, and it's theirs now. So I'm feeling a little bit better. There is a lot of people that, you know, they're double faces. You know, they'll come up, oh, heavens of Murgatroyd, if terrorists ever used Bitcoin, it would just be tracked and found, and they'll get them when, you know, they know they're doing all their Bitcoin in cold storage and nobody's ever going to find anything. You know, so it's just, you know, which way do we go? And is it a PSYOP, a PR thing? And my whole question is, can Bitcoin be anonymous? Can it? I think so. And what I'm seeing coming out of the space is that there, it's a big giant PR battle for the minds of somebody, and I'm not really even sure who. So I'm looking at a lot of aspects of this. We're going to be talking about it over the next couple of weeks, and people that we met and things we talked and things we did. And I'm just going to tell you and share my perspective. There are interviews that we did, and we started putting some of them up. And today there's going to be a launch of a lot of them with a new service that we'll talk about in the third hour. The second hour, we were trying to get John Bush to come on, but it's just flight times and all this and everything. So we're going to wait till Friday and do a two-hour show on their coverage of the Ross Ulbricht trial in New York City. Now, we're going to be talking with Doug, you know, a Doug Smoothie. Now, how I know, this is the gentleman, every now and then you may hear me reference him. Years ago, when Bitcoin was $6, he goes, I know how to get some Bitcoin. He goes, I will give you a smoothie for a Bitcoin at Porkfest. Well, he did a bunch of smoothies. Well, he got a bunch of Bitcoin, and they went up to be worth a bunch. And he goes, you know what? The house is paid off, got the cabin, RV, some land, in another country, and kind of peace out. All right. So I go, good for you. So he's came up with an idea, got some developers working on it, and it was just getting going. And we had some other ideas, the idea and overlapping of some ideas. And this is what's going on. When I go to a YouTube and I want to watch, you know, an interview on something, and I keep thinking of Mox News. When they just went in, he got C-SPAN junkie, man. He was, you know, for decades, he's been accumulating news programs and putting up pieces that he goes, look, man, people need to know this, certainly from our perspective. One of the more recent ones that he did that caused the trouble, Leon Panetta was Secretary of Defense and head of the CIA. He's on the BBC recently, and he goes, yep, it's going to be a generation war and get the grandkids ready for the crusade going against Durka Jihad. And, let's just get ready, and it's terrorism. We're going to terrorism. And I'm going, okay. So he took that part, put it up on his YouTube channel and wherever else, and he said, and it's no advertising, no commercials, no nothing. He just puts it up there, fair use, and complies with, and all kind of doesn't matter, and your channel's gone. They go, oh, memory hole. And I remember when the internet was first getting going and you kind of lose stuff, or they take page shots, screenshots, caches of, you know, sites and everything, you go to the memory hole. And as I remember, Google bought up memory hole, and I go, well, we're done, you know, so I don't even pay attention anymore. But the thing is there are things that the foreverism of the internet is getting to where it's not so much forever. There is a special edition on Freedom's Phoenix where I put up there that says Ernie's Favorites. And I would accumulate a bunch of videos and stuff, you know, Century of the South, The Power of Nightmares, you know, how to make, you know, hemp oil, Discovery Channel documentaries that were banned. You know, they never showed about, you know, the pedophilia thing or the Washington Times covering in the Daddy Bush administration and blah, 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 blah. I mean, all this stuff. I'm going, wow, this is cool. So I just take and put this stuff up there. I go, look, this is stuff that they're going to keep moving around or keep changing. Every now and then I'll go in there and I'll go find out where the video file is again because, oh, this is no longer available and we found it and it's gone. So I'll go in and I'll just find and embed it back up there and change the links a little bit. But I get sick of doing that. And what has happened is with distributed internet coming on and storage and made safe, you're going to be able to upload all of C-SPAN Junkie's videos and they be forever there. Now, how do you play them? You want to make it convenient, you know, to just go get them and put them and they're done. And so they have a service now. It's just getting started. They're going to launch it today. I mean, it's they've done some beta and here we go. I am very interested in this. Let me see. What do they call it? It is a bit. Watch my bit. Watchmybit.com. Now, of course, hey, you know, we're going to get takedown orders. Y'all, you used the wrong part of a song. You parodied this. You copied that. And they're going to be just like YouTube. I don't know what's, you know, yay. But how it works, you know, and we got a solution for that. How it works is when I watch a YouTube, it goes, you got to watch this ad for 5 seconds before you can go skip ad. Or you get to watch it. Or you got to watch a 15-second, 30-second forever and kind of whatever, and it's breaks of commercials, it's going to get worse. So I go, okay. Now, what they do is it comes up and says, all right, here it is, and it has you pay with a QR code. The QR code, your Bitcoin that you pay to that, is the on button. Now, it's anywhere from nothing to 5 cents to a nickel to a quarter to whatever, but going blip with your phone, that is the on button, and a nickel goes to somebody and gets split up amongst people and who gets a cut of whatever and so on. And We have a way of interfacing that. We're working on that now with the distributed internet, so you can never take it down. They always get paid, no commercials, and it's a whole new ball game. We're going to talk about it.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. You can help by joining the AMP program for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com and getting perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay, I'm going to do something here. You know, here we go. We're going to put it back up. Here we go. Bitcoin to the moon. All right. Probably not much further because you light speed. So this is what I was really looking for, the ability to be anonymous in storage, and I don't have to worry about. And I've been convinced now that the tech is such that I can do that. So yesterday, I finally, after all this time, and finally, and it's below 300, and finally, I went ahead and got a standalone computer. I went and just bought it, the cheapest, laptop I could get, and a color laser printer, and those two will go into cold storage. They will operate and make paper, Bitcoin paper wallets to wear, and they're not, and TuxEvent was very helpful. Julian Tosh in Las Vegas, my son is 26 years old but got skills. He's one of the brainiac guys, and he wouldn't touch Bitcoin with a freaking 40-foot pole because dad has some, you know, that kind of thing. So I asked if he'd, hey, you know, I'll pay for gas if you'll in Bitcoin. If you go up to Vegas with me, you know, I came back Friday night, you know, drew my crosswalk, and I came back at like 10 o'clock, went to bed, got up, and went right back to Vegas with him for him to help us, you know, convert and do some cold storage and silver exchange of kind of whatever, training and show me. And so I was convinced, and my son got all excited. He's sitting there reading Why Bitcoin magazine and going through, and it's like, what? And it just right up his alley. So this is, I'm very, all of it, no matter how much it cost me to do whatever to get the next generation, my son, which should be convincing me, by the way, but to get him all excited and to understand the importance of the technology. Because when you're in a little plane for a couple hours, you got a captive audience. So, and TuxEvent was great, and he's going to come down. We're going to go ahead and do this. I'm looking for Dominique them doing the bit drop, Coinapult doing that, but I can't get any confirmation that's still on. I'm trying to, because I know when you're dealing with governments there, kind of, you know, stuff happens and the U.S. and British destroyers want to come explain it to you, you know. So I was interested to see if that would happen. I go do some scuba diving, be a vacation for Donna and I, and I go and, you know, watch the destroyers from the beach or something. You know, I would go see what's up. But we'll see if I can't get confirmation that that's still on. If it's not, well, then we're going to go ahead and do a Pi Day here in Phoenix for Bitcoin, and we're going to bring everybody together. And this is what's going on. When I say together, I can see, I don't pay attention to this stuff. I just, you know, I just want to know, can they? I just want to know what the tech is. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. This one's better than that one. This one, Airbits, really got my interest. It made it to where it was something that I could put on my wife's wallet, and it was or smartphone as a wallet. And it would be easy for her to use, and I wouldn't, you know, have to explain anything or do it for her. Or always, you know, here, show me the what, you know, I go through a couple minutes and done. Here's a video, done. It's very easy. Now, some features of Mycelium that makes it easier to do cold storage and sweep and so on. I know Airbits is going to be adding on some more stuff. We're going to be talking to Paul Pway all day tomorrow. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on. I talked to Rasa yesterday, you know, and we'll have him back on the show soon. And new features keep coming up, make it even easier. But this is the one that I'm going to show you, to watch my bit thing here and how it works real quick. And you're going to see how this is going to go to the moon, to the moon. And my big confidence in doing this was, one, that I could do easy cold storage. That was something that I could do. They demonstrated that it was, you know, they sit there and go on about how we're going to track everything and everybody and whatever, but I get to be secret and that's all I care about. Now, this is the one thing that got my interest. The interviews that we did, one of them was with a representative from BitPay, and I'm going, you know, all right, how are you penetrating into mom and pa? How are you getting into the stores? How are you, I mean, because Airbits will go out and spend a lot of time, set up merchants and work on that. And I'm going, I mean, wide adoption is going to have to be ease of use. Well, the wallets are starting to get there. For merchants, you know, they don't really know and kind of, but NCR, which is the register makers, you know, the point of sale devices, you know, the computers that you see when you check out at, you know, Dress for Less Ross or something, all right? They are incorporating a lot of, you'll see, it's right on the screen where they swipe your credit card or they enter your stuff or they do whatever. Now they're starting to put in the capacity to take Bitcoin. And once you do that with the hardware, let me tell you what happens. It goes like this. I saw a grocery scanner laser barcode reader one time. Boom. A year or two later, it's everywhere. I saw self-checkout. Oh, my goodness. You can self-checkout at, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. Boom. They're everywhere. I saw a robot at Lowe's come up and say, hello, can I help you? You know, that. Boom. They're everywhere. So once this starts, the hardware and the tech going into there, here we go. BitPay did the Bitcoin Bowl in St. Petersburg. And that's just the beginning of a party of who cares anyway. The bowl game, you know, it's where's the party? And if they're going to have for a few years, they've contracted for this. You know, it's like, hey, we're going to go to the Bitcoin party. Why? Because you can use your Bitcoin with all your Bitcoin friends and your Bitcoin merchants that are starting to sign up and do it. And here we go. So my thing was, as much as that, I still want to, I'm keeping track of the tech. So next Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday, Cody Wilson's going to come on for the full day and give us all the inside baseball on his running for the Bitcoin Foundation to eliminate it. Him doing that, all of a sudden, they're a little shuffling and going around, and the new lawyer CEO guy calls up Cody and says, hey, man, well, we're not going to do policy anymore and lobbying, and we're going to change and get back to the core of the kind of, you know, the coding of we rule you, and you don't need to run anymore, and you know, peace out, you win. And he's like, right. So we're going to talk all about that. There's some reading that I got to do. I've yet to read Satoshi's 9-page white paper of, I mean, excerpts and the people say in the interview, and they know better what he's talking about anyway. But I'm going to go ahead and go straight through. I've been convinced that I could probably, now that I got a little bit of knowledge, understand more what he's talking about. And Cody's response to the foundation of what they say they're about and what they're really doing in their policy paper of it says and stroke dash they've done. So we're going to work on that. Now, Paul Snow from Factum and the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which we're going to be going, we worked out a deal and, you know, and advertising and trading and stuff. We'll be going, and Paul Snow and I'd say we're friends. I like Paul. We're good friends. But we're a different philosophy. It's like, you know, we're, you know, lure the government in. We're going to do the Bitcoin thing and kind of, you know, they'll just, they'll, you know, give them the red pill wrapped in some government cheese, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's there, and they didn't know what happened. There's nothing they can do about it. This, I'm don't dance with the devil and change him. I'm just not of that mind. But Paul recommended, he goes, you know, I'd like to debate Cody. You know, I'd give him what for. In fact, he and Rafael Rodriguez came from the Berlin Bitcoin straight to the Freedom Summit last February, you know, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, just to confront Cody on some of these things. So he wanted to, I go, fine. I called Cody on the way to Phoenix. You want to do it? Yep, want to do it. So next Tuesday, it's done. And hopefully, you know, Paul will get all confirmed and everything. He can do this. We'll have Paul Snow and Cody Wilson going at it on Bitcoin Foundation Run. When we come back, we'll start off with this Watch My Bit app. You can see where I how I can tell this is going to go whirr.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. I'm here in the Tech Talk here in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, I'm going to show you some new tech that's going to be in techie and tech. The screen needs to make sure it's got... No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. The what I want to go ahead and do is show you this Watch My Bit app. Now, this is a page that's coming up. Now, it's going to be on the internet, and people post, and somebody will complain, and you're not allowed, and, you know, and the man will come, and government and stuff. So I'm just going, you know, this has another application. I have always, from the beginning, from the 90s, when we created in our minds the idea for Freedom's Phoenix and what we could do as media, I go, oh, it's got to be video. In 2005, when YouTube started getting going and we have video on the internet, I go, here we go. We launch. And we started development. Went beta in October of 05, started putting stuff up. Now, of course, the embeds and we're doing and linking and so on. But here comes YouTube going, oh, you used a little rock and roll rejoiner. You're not allowed. Boom, next. And I go, yeah, screw you. We're done. Go over to Blip. And we were kind of redoing and changing and kind of, and we canceled a bunch and kind of end next. And I go, okay, over to Vimeo. Vimeo's been pretty good so far, but, you know, they're going to do the same thing because they can't. Okay? So I'm going, I need to be able to put up files and videos and audios and stuff that's there forever and always that anyone can come and access without me babysitting. Of course, you could do it as a server and put up and kind of, then the man will come after you. You know, anyway, you got to serve with information we know likely on Panetta telling we all got to go to war forever. All right? So I go, all right. We need to be able to put that up. Here comes Made Safe Technology, MADSAFE.net, madesafe.net. And storage, STORJ, you know, .com, I guess. I can't remember. Is it IO? It doesn't matter. The point is storage, STORJ, and it'll blow up all over your browser. When you put up a file, a video, and it is distributed, encrypted, chopped up in little pieces, put on a bunch of hard drives, everybody's doing it. The people are the internet. This is what the tech is called, distributed internet. It's like Bitcoin for everything. This is what's coming. This is what I've been waiting on. This is what we're investing in. This is what we've been spending the last 6 months and Derek Slopey going into the code in the back and interfacing the APIs of the blah, 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 blah. Here we freaking go. So that means that you can put up a video through Freedom's Phoenix. We'll make the interface, you know, for that's what we're doing, the player, that you can put it up and it never goes away. Can't be censored, can't be, but I want a little bit of, you know, like endorsement, you know, the through, I don't want to, you know, link to that one, you know, ew, you know, there's some ew, I get to do because I want to, because I can, okay, I be the censor, or you get to be the censor, you do it, you censor yourself, we do that on Freedom's Phoenix, some people, you subscribe, we get new subscribers, you know, and you know, I, but I hate this guy, I'm a subscriber, and I hate this guy, and I go, oh, okay, well, we have a checkoff box. You go riders, and you put a little box next to them, and you never see that rider or that category ever again when you log into Freedom's Phoenix. Just for you. Customized just for you. And they're like, that's cool, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted it not to be available for anybody forever. Oh, so you're a censor for other people. This libertarian philosophy helps clear the mind fog. And I go, look, you can censor any way you want for yourself. We set that up that way. But you don't get to censor for everybody else. You know, and I don't even choose to, unless they're just ad hominem, violent, just stupid, you know, just stupid, you know, I'm just, and you're stupid. And over 10 years, it's been less than 10 people that I have purged from the site. And when I go delete, I mean everything. You want to piss me off, man, I'm going, you being a bad guy, I'm going, look, man, you gotta add delete. Every comment you ever made, it just gone to who? So what we have done is now I want to show you what Watch My Bit is. Watch My Bit gives me the ability, when the video comes up on my screen, I'll show you here in a little bit, I just go blip with the, read the QR code, and the second that hits the blockchain, it recognizes and boom, it starts playing. The dime that I give to watch a video, or 3 cents, or a quarter, or dollar, whatever you think you can get out of it, you know, you put it, you get to set it. I put it up there. It is the on button. You want to see mass adoption of a bunch of young kids, and they want, what's the number one thing on the internet? Gaming tutorials. I know I'm porn's probably right behind it, but gaming tutorials, okay? These kids like, ooh, how do I get level 9 of the, you know, the little Easter egg if I get more machine gun kind of playing in the Halo thing? Boom. Load up your kid's Bitcoin account and peace out, man. Go for it. And when he runs out, he runs out, you know, or she. So what I would like to do is interface both of these, and they're working on, we're going to talk to Doug about it. Over the weekend, we've been talking, I said, you know what would be cool? Is you're having to have artists fill out all of this, you know, I totally agree. I agree that I want copyright and IP protection if I agree, and somebody's going to complain, I agree, to use the service, because they'll come after the servers. What happens when it's distributed? What happens when that information is up and forever and always and nobody can take it down and send it, and then there it is? Okay? 65,000 videos of C-SPAN Junkie, a.k.a. Mox News, Michael, they just took them down. All the good stuff from the Ron Paul and all the news and all these, it's a perspective. It is like, you know, here's what they said in their words. And in 2010, they had a big, you know, the Tea Party rising up. And it's Americans for Prosperity guys, Tom Jenny, we have them on. They had a big thing at the Capitol building. The only reason they invited me to speak was because they wanted to transition into revolution, into Republican kind of Tea Party, whatever the heck it was. And the first thing I said out of my mouth is, I'm not here with any of these guys. And all these politicians, congressmen up there and so on, I ran against John Shattuck for Congress 3 times. And it's because he's a compromising kind of, but he understands libertarian philosophy. His father helped ghostwrite The Heart of a Conservative for Barry Goldwater. He knows this stuff. I know he knows. I talk to him. I debate him. I know. But that doesn't mean anything. And when the TARP came in and it goes, nope, it didn't get, you know, voted on the first time, you knew it was coming right back. And they needed a Republican congressman to vote for it, you know, to bring it back. Somebody had voted against it to bring it back. It's the only way you could bring it back. It was John Shattuck. He comes in. Then he says, oh, I never. They're right there, videotaped. These kids are sitting there with videotape. He goes, no, I didn't. I know. I, you know, when he's got thousands of people out here, and all these kids know he did. And they got video of him saying this. Do you think that was ever going to go away? Well, they tried and make it so, where it could. Now it can't. These guys, man, they got the light on them. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Cockroach is going to be running. And where did I see this last night? Documentary. Not a documentary. It's a show called Black Mirror. I was talking to Tim Fry from Roberts & Roberts. Just getting them all caught up and what's up. And he goes, you know what, Ernie? You need to watch this show. It's like Twilight Zone. It's called Black Mirror. I'm not sure why. Black Mirror, the first episode, it was all, I'll tell you what it's about. You watch, and this is, they're all different, you know, and I just watched the first one, it's just kind of ooh in your head. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the is sitting there, and he's the, you know, center of attention. The princess is kidnapped. the princess is kidnapped, and only way that he'll release her is if the prime minister has sex on live television broadcast to the planet on TV with specified camera angles and all this other stuff with a pig. Sex with a pig. Got to do it. Here, take some chemicals and get all excited. Man, you make it rock and roll. And it was all about how the social media covered it. As much as they used the power of the queen to shut down access to this information, the broadcast, all this stuff. But social media dominated. House of Cards with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright. Same thing. How social media has changed everything. And the ability to transfer information, to use satellite, to use mesh networks, to, as we're going to be talking with Mike Seelan a little bit about that. They're kind of focusing on that for some different stuff. I can see what's coming. And the cryptography, government's going to become irrelevant. They don't like being irrelevant. They go pay attention to us. And if they have to, Golden Gate Bridge, St. Louis Arch, Mushroom Cloud, that's how they operate. And we got to be ready for next. Right when we come back, pinky swear, because I want to get in this hour, watch my bit demonstration where we could just use it as a layer on Forever Videos.
This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty in Arizona. Now more than ever, we have to seek out good investments to help secure our future. The real estate market across the country today seems to have recovered. Inventories are low, housing prices have gone up over the past year, and money is available to lend. But you must be careful to read between the lines of what the mainstream news is reporting. There is a shadow inventory, and the market is manipulated by a multiple number of factors. And we will need to anticipate this flux and prepare for the next market downturn in housing. There are many communities across the country today that have a growing mindset of preparing to ride out the financial storm. And Arizona is one of those places. If you are interested in moving to the desert southwest, where we have 3 to 4 growing seasons a year, and the sun is readily available for anything solar, I will be here to help you when that time comes. Feel free to use my webpage at donnahancock.com to search for Arizona properties that are of interest to you. And please, feel free to call me at 602-828-1819 to discuss options for your move to Arizona.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
Okay, we got to keep up on this stuff. We'll get right to watch my bit, but watch this. Okay, quantum computing gets boost from MIT on chip single photon detector arrays. Such arrays are crucial components of devices that use photons to perform quantum computations. However, single photon detectors are notoriously temperamental. If 100 of 100 deposited on a chip using standard manufacturing techniques, only a handful will be detected. Using, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is this. Quantum computers are right around the corner. And this is going to affect Bitcoin great. So we got to keep up on that tech. You know, it's kind of, keep, don't think you're out of the woods yet. Okay. So this is, that's why we cover this kind of technical stuff here, because I understand the importance of these little itty bitty at the core discoveries of being able to detect single photons. Wow. Are we there yet? Okay. So this is what we're going to go ahead and do. When you go to watch my bit, now what's happening right now, you have John Bush going to New York to where he's going to be covering it. He posted up. You want to watch my cover and interview of, you got to have Bitcoin. You got to go blip. There's your nickel. I want to see the episode of whatever. And the people, certainly in the Bitcoin space, and certainly freedom-oriented, libertarian kind of, and it'll keep expanding. And the other news covered, you're going to get CBS Bitcoin wallet kid intern down in the mailroom or something's going to come up so he can go blip so that the guys can record and watch and whatever the video. Guarantee it. That's what's going to start happening. So I go, all right. My concern is that it's still of content put on servers. If you do it undistributed, then you do watch my bit technology. The embed can be, and that's what Derek and Doug and all the guys are working on now, that you have the embed code for watching a distributed video. You can go out and find it if you want, but it's convenience. Hey, for nickel, boom, you can do it right here. And it's anonymous. Nyuk, 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 nyuk. Okay? Or pseudo, you know, by choice, and you can kind of be careful and whatever. So the point is that you go, here you have, with Bitcoin, you can watch content that stays at the same address, that never can be deleted, and you can do Namecoin or whatever to index it, or what we're working on it. But to have a layer that gives a player that puts up there that you can distribute the payment to the artist that did it. You got a reporter like John Bush in New York covering the Ross Ulbricht trial. The video could not be taken down if it was done with the distributor. That's coming. And you have the ability to get paid for doing it, and there's no commercials. I'm sorry. Where do you think that's going? This is so neon flashing obvious to me, and it's like tech that's right around the corner, and then they do quantum computing. So it's always a race. All right, here we go. We try and stay ahead. All right, I'm going to show you how this works. Now, watch my bit. You can watch the, we may go over the video of this, but, and this is a 3-minute video. See, I haven't watched it, so I don't want to bore you with it. Maybe we may do it later, but I'll show you how you go and you pay for it. Watch my bit, and you go in, and it has their beta. You sit right here, beta. Watchmybit.com, their beta. And when you'll see two of the shows that's been put up here, the interview I did with William Swanson from Airbits and with Nicholas Carey from Blockchain.info. Then we have the latest ones. You have Emily Vaughn from BitPay, and we did also one with David Bailey from Why Bitcoin magazine. I don't see that one up yet. So what we'll go ahead and do is I'll just go up here and let's say Nicholas Carey. Which one's up here, Nicholas Carey? Donna's put that up. And that's what it looks like. It's just sitting there waiting for you to give it what for. Now, let me open up my wallet. And I go in here and I go, okay, I want to send. And I just put it up. Here, wait a minute. I got to see, start all over because I had it sitting there all this time. Probably log me out. So I go, okay, I want to, I got the case on. So the camera was not exposed. So I go, all right. And here we go. I put it up there now, and I go, blip, slide to confirm. Now, start counting how long. Slide to confirm, sending. All right. I hit done, and then we'll see how long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, they're working on it now for the thing. God, hopefully, it's working because we just did this last night. It's like seconds. So then it'll start playing. Now, he had it. Drew had it at $1, you know, being a butthead. And, you know, that's why I paid to watch it. But 15 cents. Now, when we do this, we're going to go ahead and have. Do I got to hit the send thing again? Did it send it? Yeah, I think it did. Now, this is when it hits it. It starts playing. It's just been like a play button. Now, they're getting it. I know they've been working on it. I hate to do this to them because they were working on it all last night and this morning getting ready for the show. So maybe they don't have it, you know, finished because they moved the servers over and stuff. But anyway, you see the point. So I go ahead and I click on that. Boom. It starts playing. And I got the distribution of this 15 cents goes to whoever wanted to do and done. Now, they also have a copy button. I can just copy this address and put it in there and do it that way. So maybe I did it wrong. I have Drew help me with doing this. But this, the point that I'm making with this is going to be that you have the ability to put this on as a layer. I mean, that's what I want. I see this as, because if you can do that as a layer, then I can go to the distributed internet with any videos. I get Power of Nightmares by BBC. It's all about Bernays' ability to public relations of you buy cars because she had long legs and cleavage. I mean, you know, control of the market and this consumerist kind of crap. Then you have the Power of Nightmares. You know, how we're always using Islamofascism is going to take over the world and so on and scare you into submission of some authority. Then we have a lot of different things on medicines and interesting interviews and, you know, important, powerful people getting up and say how they're going to rule your grandchildren. So I'm going, this gives me the ability to accumulate whatever I want, a perspective, put it up, and I can get paid just for having that perspective. The things that are cool, the things that I want, the episode of Black Mirror. You know, I just said, all right, I take and put it up there, link to it, get a cut. I mean, this is going to change everything. I see this tech. That's why with the inclusion into the point of sale systems, with the inclusion of our ability to be able to just show our preference and get paid for it and put content up that's not being susceptible to censorship, this is political dissident. I got my iPhone and I did and whatever and forever and always, and you're not allowed. Well, this happened in this episode of Black Mirror last night that I watched, Tim Fry suggested, to where they're... you have to watch it. I mean, it's just social media is here, and it's used in such a way, and House of Cards, and the whole first season of that is how social media has taken off. They gave a girl that started getting a lot of attention, we want you to be the White House correspondent. She goes, why would I want to do that? Why would she want to do that? It's just controlled media. They pat themselves on the back once a year at a dinner of how they ruled the people, and it's all good. And that's where Stephen Colbert came in and just slapped him around, made that obvious to everybody. In like, was it 05 or so, 06. I am more confident now about the future than I was before. It is the ability of us to just say, no, we break with thee. We break with thee. We break with thee, and we have the ability to directly communicate encrypted and secretly and autonomously with each other. We can buy and sell. We can trade. We can even contract in different services. Now, I can go over some of the pictures that we have from CES, but there are a lot of cool things that I saw. This one kid, he's a college student. He goes, I play a lot of games. I sit there at my desk, and I just need some place to put my feet. So he rigged up a thing, a Kickstarter, no less, of a foot hammock. It is enormously comfortable. It changes air. It's like every chair is a lounge chair, but just put your feet up in a hammock, and if you live in cold area, they got a warmer one. You know, it's warmed, or it has blankets. I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? Funded it that day at the Consumer Electronics Show. This Kickstarter funded it. Tens of thousands of dollars he's done, ready to rock and roll. How would you be able to do a great idea like that before? What was the entry level? How much money would you have to have? He just had a prototype and a good idea, and boom, off to the races, and I want one. We are going to create the future. And Bitcoin and distributed internet, and when you combine these two, it makes the man irrelevant. Bitcoin to the moon.
More Declare Your Independence is coming up next, live, after the news, here on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM.
From Camden, the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of FPP Radio News for Monday, January 12th, 2015. Silver is trading at $16.52 per ounce. Gold is valued at $1,223 per ounce. And according to BitcoinAverage.com, the average price of Bitcoin is $269. Antiwar.com reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was originally not scheduled to attend the Paris Solidarity March and only announced he was going after Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman revealed he was going as well, not wanting to let a high-profile visit pass ahead of the March elections. But Netanyahu was not a welcome guest, and French President Francois Hollande explicitly asked him not to come, concerned he would make the whole visit about Israel and the Palestinians. When Netanyahu insisted he was coming anyhow, Hollande made a point to publicize his invitation to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The Hollande government was working on a UN resolution trying to kickstart peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians, and Netanyahu has loudly opposed it. Predictably, Netanyahu and other Israeli officials visiting France today urged French Jews to leave the country for Israel, arguing France isn't safe. That's been a long-standing policy of the Israeli right, which believes it needs major Jewish immigration to sustain a majority, and has regularly targeted France as the nation with the largest Jewish population in the world outside of Israel and the United States. With Holland desperate to portray himself as having the security situation in order, it's understandable that he would not want Netanyahu and others trying to drum up immigration.
Bitcoin Not Bombs is a launching pad for nonprofits and social entrepreneurs into the financial freedom of the Bitcoin economy. Bitcoin Not Bombs is fully committed to being the hub of the nonprofit sector of the Bitcoin economy, maximizing the potential cross-promotion of all our clients and commercial partners. To learn more, visit BitcoinNotBombs.com.
Reuters reports the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday will take up a new religious rights case when it considers whether a town in Arizona discriminated against a local church by forcing it to remove signs notifying the public of its worship services. The nine justices are set to hear a one-hour argument in an appeal filed by the Good News Community Church, which objected to its treatment by the town officials of Gilbert, Arizona. The church says its free speech rights protected by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment were violated. The court's last decision on a religious-themed issue came last June. The justices ruled 5-4 that owners of private companies can object on religious grounds to a provision of President Barack Obama's signature health care law that requires employers to provide insurance covering birth control for women. The Arizona case is not as contentious, with the town receiving little support and the Obama administration backing the church. The church's lead pastor, Clyde Reed, said the town's 2008 sign ordinance treated religious messages different than other types of signs. The ordinance has different categories based on content that determine the size of the sign, where it can be placed, and how long it can be displayed. The church signs were deemed to be event signs, which meant they received far worse treatment than other types, including those displaying political and ideological messages. The town's lawyer asked the Supreme Court not to hear the case, in part because of a new, less restrictive sign ordinance that was enacted in 2011.
For over 35 years, Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted source for buying and selling your investment-grade precious metals. They also take Bitcoin for precious metal purchases and permanently removed the minimum purchase order for all orders paid in the digital currency. Call Roberts & Roberts today for knowledgeable advice on investing and a forward-thinking approach to new technologies. 850-478-5270 or online at rrbi.co.
UPI reports Attorney General Eric Holder said on Sunday the investigation into former CIA Director and retired General David Petraeus will be conducted fairly. The FBI and Department of Justice have recommended charges against Petraeus with leaking classified information to his former lover, biographer Pamela Broadwell. He allegedly gave her access to his CIA email account and other classified information during their affair. The details of the investigation were first reported by the New York Times. Some senators have voiced their support for Petraeus and have pushed back against calls for the disgraced director to be formally charged. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, told CNN's State of the Union that Petraeus has suffered enough. This has been FPP Radio News, online at fppradio.com.
The Surgeon General warns teens the cinnamon challenge is not for pussies. Taylor Swift is now dating the Watertown boat, and a middle-aged funeral director buys a flashy red hearse. We pity your pathetic dependence on this for your weekly news, but here we go anyway. This is the Onion Week in Review. A study released this week by the National Institutes of Health confirmed that for the 25th straight year, wolf attacks remain the leading cause of death in the United States. The Human Health Agency's findings confirmed that being viciously killed by a ravenous wolf claimed the lives of over 800 100,000 Americans last year alone, with researchers adding that one person in the United States dies every 40 seconds from a violent wolf attack.
The mortality rate associated with wolf attacks vastly outstrips the death tolls of cancer, stroke, and chronic respiratory disease. People should know that anyone... Oh, Jesus, no.
Is the Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear! No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here and declare your independence, except maybe if Drew's going to get up or not. Okay, so Drew's here. We're going to go ahead and go over this in the next half hour. For an hour and a half, we'll have Doug come on from Watch My Bit and do that. The problem was my scanner on my my phone didn't contrast, didn't pick it up, you know, real good, but Donna's phone works good. It's not the site, it's my phone. Okay, so what we'll go ahead and do is I want to show this. Here is the interview that we did with Nicholas Carey from blockchain.info. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my wife's phone here. I'll show you. And, you know, here's her phone. I'm going to go ahead and turn it on. We're just going to do it live and check it and make sure and whatever. And it has, you know, got her wallet on. Now, I'm going to take and go like this. I'm going to show it live. And we'll see if it works here. Now, I'm going to refresh the page because it's been spinning up there forever. So we'll just do that. Okay, so we refresh the page, and we're here. And I go like this. Let's see. I go up. Now I'm holding it up to the QR code. It recognizes it, and I'm going to hit slide to confirm. Here we go. One, boom. I just said sending. One, two, three, four, five. That's less time than it takes to do the skip my ad crap, okay? We'll go ahead and watch this. I had two playing. Now, using that song, now Drew had tipped her some money, some real money, some Bitcoin for supplying the song. He just, you know, here. Not that he had to. Now, so Drew, how'd you get her some Bitcoin? Do you know who she is? Baby, I think we're on the right microphone. There you go.
The headphones don't work either.
So how did you get her?
I sent her $10 on Twitter. Sent her a pizza's worth.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you guys do it in denominations of beers and pizzas and stuff?
Yeah, they have all these monikers. You can tip a beer, you can tip a pizza.
Okay, so she is worth a pizza. So you go in, so this
She's
is me
worth a lot
interview.
More than that.
Well, this is
a very good song.
Well, it was used a lot of the stuff that you did. Now, this is just me interviewing here real quick.
So I've been following you guys for a long time.
So here you got the video. We were covering all of the Bitcoin spaces up there, and we're doing whatever. But this is my point on this. We do these kinds of interviews, and people want to see this stuff. And I'm going, you know, but I got to go through the ads. I got to get all this proprietary, and you're not allowed, and the song you used, and I don't like it, and shut down the servers of you can't play. So what we did is by putting this up, we're able to not only make it available, but you get to pay people. You know, for actually doing the work. Now, John Bush and Liberty Beat News, they're up at the Ross Ulbricht trial this week. Friday, we'll have John on, and they're going to be using this platform, right?
As far as I know.
Okay, so how is this distributed? Do we know in the code? Because they're working on it. I mean, they were buzzing all yesterday afternoon just to get ready for us to demonstrate this. So you're going to be launching this up, tweeting this out, saying go check it. They go do the little Bitcoin. Are you able to see Bitcoin accumulate in your account?
Yeah, you can watch the views. It's kind of changed a little bit. You can watch how many views, how much money you've accumulated. And again, you don't get 100%. The platform takes a percentage. At the moment, it's just set to 25%, but they're sort of, that's open-ended for the, you know, for the moment. That's just what they've set it at, and they're willing to sort of experiment with that percentage. Probably less. It's just a matter of, you know, what it's going to cost to develop the platform. And that's hand over fist more than YouTube will give you. I mean, 75% of your revenue. So, yeah, you know, when I put it up for 99 cents, and that's just because I wanted you and the people behind the site to pay full price for the video.
Money.
And now it's down to 15 cents, which I think is more than fair. And the idea is that, you know, if a significant number of people watch that video, you know, then I actually make a little bit of money. And it's not really about the money. It's just to demonstrate and have some good videos, you know, content that people would want to sort of test out the website and, you know, show it off.
This is my concern was in the development of this. They were going through all their artist contracts, and I agree, and I totally agree, and I agree. And I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm not. You know, if it's got a central point of failure, or the kind of things that the freedom-oriented community produces, they're going to be being buttheads right off the bat. So I started thinking, I'm going, the distributed internet, stores, made safe. We put these videos up, and we're Derek's working on, you know, the interface with that. And then we have this as a layer. So I'm thinking about it, and I went online, and I came across it, bitplayer.tips. It's all mine! Mine. What am I going to do with that? I don't know. It may be the video channel that we use on Freedom's Phoenix. But the point is that I can see that having a bit player as a layer, a bit player layer, okay, .com. So you go bit player layer, you have that anybody can use the tech that they have created for a Bitcoin layer on any video, anywhere that they ever anything, for the convenience of just having their perspective. And if you do it on a distributed platform where it can't be taken down, the video is always there. They can't keep taking it down, moving around. I go change links all the time. So I'm going, this changes everything. It's all about being able to make information that is available unavailable or available. It's a battle. So I'm going, this is of interest to me, and I want to see if they can come up with it. I think Doug's excited about it. Derek's working with it, and we may get some news later today. Now, Doug's out doing some stuff today, traveling, doing things on the site, and stuff's going on. What's going on with these guys over the weekend stuff? You've been communicating with them.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Last night I was, you know, I changed the pricing, and I was screwing with it, and they still haven't, I don't know, have they changed it to the proper URL? They were kind of moving it, and that's why we weren't really promoting the videos. And yesterday, Derek spent, you know, three times trying to watch the video, and he lost his money. So it's still kind of in beta. It's still being worked on and developed, and I'm not entirely sure what the status is. So I guess we'll just have to ask Doug.
Well, Oliver, one of his core guys, lives here in the Valley, so we're going to get to be able to visit with him. I was also telling the audience in the first hour while you're recuperating from the flu, Drew's got the flu, he's going to be able to come on when he gets a break from getting all this done, and we can talk about it. And I'm still very interested in the bit drop, but I'm just trying to get some confirmation if that's going to go or not, because Donna's like, hey, we got to get tickets and stuff. So I'm just going, well, you know, we may not do that. If we don't, we're going to be doing a Pi Day here in Phoenix. I've already talked to some of the guys and companies and everything. I think we're going to be, you know, we're going to be fine. But the one thing I wanted to talk to you about is inside the space, there is this division, it seems, that they're needed the anarchist, voluntarist, lovolution, libertarian types to popularize Bitcoin. But there's a big group that came in with money and kind of, ooh, we want to make nice with Uncle Sam. And then when you have the radicals like Bitcoin Not Bombs, you and Davi wearing Darth Vader outfits in San Jose and the venture capitalist of, you know, we need to be free. This is
that's where the line is. And it's like they want to sneak in under the radar and pretend like they're buddies, but then they know that Bitcoin's not going to be able to be hacked. Or so, there's something going on behind the spaces that I'm starting to get a feel for. And I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back in the next segment here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Go check out Watch My Bit. You want to see these videos, they'll cost you 15 cents. It's cheaper than what I had to pay. I had to pay $1. So you got 15 cents.
Wah, wah, wah.
You click on it. Boom. 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 This is going to be very cool.
Did you know that Free Aid is a mutual aid, educational, and networking organization? At Free Aid, we support volunteers who provide first aid. We do outreach to the public about health and safety, and we bring together medically skilled freedom lovers. Free Aid is made possible by your generous support. Donors can receive great gifts like first aid kits, t-shirts, silver dime cards, and hoodies. The Free Aid Silver Dime Card Project is sponsored in part by Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Freedom's Phoenix, and Don't Tread on Meme. Visit fr33aid.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
You know, I'm amazed this is working as well as it is, and they just got it going. So we have AirBits interview I did with William Swanson, one of the core tech guys. He was, you know, one of the typical geeky guys that wanted to do what he wanted to do because he knew command prompt, kind of, I'm going to make my own. What? And, you know, Paul Poy said, you know, why don't we take this and we'll put a user interface on it that kind of looks cool, and let's go over here and make a grandma adjust button. He's like, okay, I guess we can do that. And they did. And they're continuing to develop this. And I'm really happy. But I'm glad to see that AirBits is coming on, because I saw a totally different application for it. When you have the ability, the foreverism of it's out there and distributed internet of Bite Me, and you have the ability to put a user interface on it to where, just for convenience, anonymously, you go blip. Here's a nickel, and I get to see the video, and everybody gets paid for doing it. And John Bush from Liberty Beat News is out there covering the Ross Ulbricht trial, which is all about Bitcoin. You get to do Bitcoin and bypassing the man. I'm like, oh, hell yes. Hell yes. But this is going to be done on servers. Now they're setting that up, and we're working on, you know, Derek Slopey and them are doing the kind of the application that I want. And if we can do that, you know, then it's all over. I can see, I already see where this goes. So, Drew, I mean, how are you, how'd you come across Doug's project? How'd you even know about it?
Doug's been, you know, Doug's a videographer by trade, and, I mean, I heard about it immediately. I mean, I don't know how I did, because just Doug and I communicate, and so I'm not really sure, but as soon as he launched it, you know, I heard about it and his idea, and he got a little bit of press, and I definitely thought it was a cool idea, you know, the moment I heard about it, being into video and having produced a few of my own. So I you know, it kind of got me to go get some of my older videos, stuff that, you know, is still outdated, and just to put it up there to see if it worked. And
well, I'm ready to put up Cody Wilson at the Freedom Summit, Patrick Byrne, you know, Davi Barker, Megan Lords,
I'd have
Anthony
to ask,
Gregory.
I know that they upped you know, the requirement, you can fit up to 800 megabytes, but I'm not sure if there's a time limit on it yet or still or what.
So they will customize for our usage to help promote.
Yeah, they can
customize. Okay, now I'm going to swipe the confirm on this. I just blipped this one with William Swanson. Now here I go. Swipe to confirm. Sending. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 5, 6 seconds, it confirms. Boom, there it starts. That is awesome. This changes. See, a lot of people may not understand. It's kind of cool. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, imagine this. You can, you know, I let's put it this way. The gaming thing. One of the most popular downloads I find out is gaming tutorials. Well, these kids, they go up and they, forever and always, and the label can complain, and Sony PlayStations can bitch about whatever. I mean, they probably wouldn't, but, you know, they can complain about whatever. It's a politician got nailed on camera phone or copblock.org or pornography or whatever the heck it is, okay? You put this up. Oh, imagine this. I mean, this is, I can already see it coming. They're going to have distributed video that's going to go up by some terrorist organization slicing, you know, somebody something for whatever. It's going to be some news breaking bad guys against the man kind of thing. And the more that they pimp it, the more Bitcoin they get. All of a sudden, you could have the craziest entertaining stuff, and for a quarter, and boom, gazillion. Black Mirror. Tim Fry had me watch that. You know, I'm maybe sometime today, Drew will get to watch this episode that Tim forwarded to us, or told us about, called Black Mirror, and it showed the power of social media to control, to get the head of a government to have sex live on television to save the princess, as if that was the end all, what? Be all of goal. Yeah. You got it. You won't believe it. It's just, it shows you.
I don't.
It showed you got. I'm Black Mirror. Tim Fry had me watch this thing and messed up my head forever. But you know the thing. I mean, you don't actually, you know, say anything. It's all build up to it. But the point is that it is social media is taking over, and the ability to control that content is what I see is going to be the problem. It's already happened. It's already happened. Mox News, 65,000 videos done. I'm going, man, this is so. Do this, and then Mox gets paid for his. You want to watch it? Nickel. Boom. Blip. Done. I'm going to call Michael. I'm going to get them all distributed. I see it coming. I got BitPlayer, man. You know, what was it? Yeah, BitPlayer.tips.
There's a problem with this, Ernie. Only, you know, 4 million people in the world actually own any Bitcoin.
Today.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying that's sort of where we are. This is an early stage.
No, this needs to be developed now. That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I'm old enough to see this cycle
constantly. This is a reason for people to get Bitcoins, absolutely.
Yes. See, that's kind of my point. This is a launch for, if they'd started YouTube with this, you know, you think the kids would have got Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is YouTube flips a switch tomorrow, and then, you know, Doug's not going to compete with that.
You mean if YouTube took Bitcoin? Is that what you're telling me? Oh my goodness, that wouldn't have an effect on Bitcoin.
No, yes, it would. You know, Vimeo has like a tip system built in already. You can PayPal people a tip. YouTube supposedly has a tip system, but I've never really seen how it works or what. But yeah, it's a PayPal thing. And you can't tip less than a dollar because, you know, the fees associated with that just make it cost prohibited. So with Bitcoin, you can charge 9 cents. You can charge 3 cents. You can charge, you know, a penny if you really wanted to.
This is, I'm looking forward, because this is what I've been waiting for. It's what I've been screaming about for so long. I had to be able to do video on the internet before Freedom's Phoenix could even have the possibility of being what I wanted it to be. The sharing of a perspective. Certainly do graphics. I got pushed back from Webmaster in the beginning in 2005 saying, man, if you have all the graphics up there, the dial-up people aren't going to be, I go, what makes you think I'm worried about dial-up? I'm thinking in the future. They go, well, just like Drew says, you know, well, not that many people have, you know, Bitcoin. Heck, more skateboarding dogs get, you know, views than people even got wallets. And so I'm going, I go, you know, that's today. I remember having the exact same conversation 10 years ago. Exactly the same conversation. And I see what's going to happen. The ability to be able to reward coverage, it is going to be the true democratization of opinion, the democratization of what people desire, the democratization of content that is desirable. And it's not going to be pushed in who in, you know, Britney Spears' belly ring. I mean, I don't care. It's going to be what people are willing to pay for. You know, Drew's hoping they're willing to pay for, Mr. Videographer. Do you not wish to be paid for? Are you the pay-for guy?
I wish to be paid for.
He wished to be paid for. You want to go watch the interviews? They're putting them more up today. We have one really good interview with Why Bitcoin Magazine editor-in-chief, David Bailey, right? You know, David Bailey, that was good. I like David. We'll work out something with David. So I'm going to go pimping this. You watch. Hey, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and count the five for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
Are you on a cell phone?
I am. I'm in a van.
No, we got a really good signal. This is better than most landlines. Okay. What we're going to go ahead and do when we come back, I've already demonstrated it, running the player. And I had a problem in the first hour because my scanner on my Galaxy 5, for whatever reason, didn't pick up the contrast or something. I'm going, damn it, what's wrong with it? And then my wife's phone worked fine. So, you know, I'm just like, just be the bright scent. That's another thing. When you shade it, you know, to get the contrast in the QR code, because behind it there may be some black or something like that. You know, there may need to be more contrast to be able for the phones to pick it up all the time.
Yeah. Oliver knows.
Yeah, because that was one thing. I'm sitting here live trying to do it my Galaxy 5, and it just won't read it. And I'm like, what the hell?
I heard it. I was very embarrassed. Like, oh, no.
Well, that's not what the problem was. It was the phone.
Right.
You know, so anyway, FYI. So this, and we'll talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about, you know, the beginnings and development and why, and then what John's doing and how that's working. So we'll get all into it.
Excellent. Hey, and just FYI, I'm driving through Wisconsin now on my way to Eau Claire and then Madison and then Milwaukee. I should be good for an hour of service before I hit farm country.
All right, we'll go as much as we can here.
And then, Mark can join any time because he's gone on a landline in Utah.
Okay, so Donna has, well, when you and if you get boring, screw you, we'll go to Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So Donna's going to go ahead and, she'll coordinate that during whichever break. And if it goes dead, then we'll deal with Drew. But I'd like to hear, is there a conversation between you and Derek? Did you guys, swap spit and everything? Y'all friends now?
We did a little bit. The dilemma was that Oliver was so busy trying to cross over to launch us out of beta that he just couldn't talk to Derek. But Derek, I did talk with him. We're friends. I think.
Okay, yeah, no, he's got skills, does he not?
Yeah, if he can pull this together.
Absolutely,
like he said,
done.
And he already took the public code and played with it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Here we go.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Here it comes. I can see this is the end. This is the end of what we've been oppressed under. I mean, all this other stuff, ouch, quitting, election cycles. Oh, it's now's the time. Get back in. We got to go save America. Save America. Pledge Allegiance, Super Bowl. How big's the flag? I mean, they're going to be a flag. They're just going to drape it over the entire freaking stadium. You know, have every bomber. It's going to be a May Day parade. You know, but it doesn't matter. You know, this is the end of the legacy systems of whatever and the beginning of something new. And I tell you, one of the things that I've been waiting... See, Doug doesn't really understand or appreciate how much I appreciate him. You know, this is the time that you need to mark in history. There are mile markers, and this is one of them. You know, Doug, welcome to the show, man. Are you excited?
I'm totally excited, and this is going to, I think... From this point forward, we're going to see a lot of action, and we've got a lot of announcements to make, a lot of exciting stuff.
Okay, well, tell us about the genesis of this watch my bit thing. I hadn't even heard of it until coming into the weekend after Drew was processing video and putting it up and showing me this and making me pay him a dollar, you know. you got to pay a dollar.
Right, and here's the cool thing, and this is what we see over and over again. Drew's probably mentioned this to you, as he's mentioned to several people, and I've mentioned to lots of people, and they all go, yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, why would anyone pay for video? And then you show them how it works, and then your light bulb went on, and you freaked out, and then all the other people we talked to, and they wrap their heads around it, they freak out. They go, do you know what this means? Yeah, exactly right, I do. So, yeah, you want to hear the genesis of this?
Please.
So I have been in Bitcoin for 3 years. I'm an early adopter, maybe longer than that now. And so I purchased a lot of Bitcoin early days and did well. But I was always going, what can I do to build a Bitcoin company? What can I do? How can I make something happen and help the ecosystem and, you know, do something cool? And for years, I was trying to figure out what I could do. Well, my day job is in video conferencing. And my previous job, I was a self-employed video producer and did content and comedy and sporting events. And my partner, Mark, and I actually wrote commercials for the Harry Brown campaign. In fact, the one that you just heard on LRN.FM, the battered voter ad, that is an ad that Mark and I wrote and sold to Brown campaign. So he's my partner, one of my partners, by the way. So I've been in video for ages. And then the light bulb came on, and I said, I got to build some way to launch videos with Bitcoin. So I got a friend of mine, a computer programmer, Oliver Goretzky, who lives there in Phoenix with you, and I said, can you build me a prototype that when I scan a QR code, a video will launch? And he's a very intelligent guy with an accent. He goes, oh, let me think about that for just a minute. Yeah, let me think. Yeah, I think I can do that. And I said, okay, I'm going to pay you, because you don't know what Bitcoin is. I'm going to pay you, and you won't get it, so let me just pay you a couple of grand, and you'll make it happen. So he starts working behind the scenes. I'm making payments to him a little bit here. And then one day I get the call, and he goes, Doug, I do not want your money anymore. I want to be a part of the company. Like, yes! So people start to really, they start to get it after just a little bit. So now Oliver is on board, and we release a prototype at Coins in the Kingdom, and it was working. And then since then, we have got it polished up pretty nice. And what you have seen is working well. And people can see this right now if they go to watchmybit.com. They'll be pushed to the beta site temporarily, but we're about to go out of beta. So watchmybit.com. And then you can see the video. And I wanted a way, since I've been in video for a long time, of rewarding the content creators.
This is amazing. This part right here, that changes everything.
Absolutely.
It's not going central plan of YouTube gets to kind of, and someday I get a check after a certain amount of maybe pinky swear. It is done right then.
So get a load of this, Ernie. How much money do you think YouTubers make if they get 10,000 views? That's a lot of views. So they've got advertising on. They're a YouTube partner. How much money do they get with 10,000 views?
Well, I already know. For me, it was like almost nothing.
Right. The average is $50 to $100. And they got to suffer their viewers through watching ads. They got to click around things, and they put ads on top of it. And the content creator is lucky to get $50 to $100 after 10,000 views. So on our platform, the content creator can choose how much to charge. So if they charge something small, a micropayment, like 21 cents, and they get 10,000 views on watchmybit.com, they will get $1,500.
That is amazing. You know, I got to show, we're scrolling some pictures here, and I don't know where Donna got these, you know, but there's a picture of you and kneeled down with a shirt off. That's Blake Anderson. Behind him is me. Behind you is Joby Weeks talking to, I couldn't make out the girl, but I'm just going, you know, it's amazing. You got to be careful who you're hanging out with. You'll get in the picture, man. You know, so this is interesting. We've known each other for several years. I knew you were, you know, liberty oriented. said you did the smoothie thing, get a bunch of Bitcoin. You go, ah, ha, 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 sucks to be y'all. And I, you know, like, you know, bought all the everything I want to do.
So, exactly.
So the thing is that when you started doing this, you had some resources. Okay, I got a day job, but we'll go ahead and put, you know, a little bit towards this. But my immediately, I could see something that, and I don't think that you appreciated until we got to talk about it, is I went, I don't know if you know this, I was just looking around and I got it. It was bitplayer.tips. So I want to have a bitplayer.tips as, you know, the channel for whatever that we can interface with Freedom's Phoenix to become a platform using your technology to be able to somehow we work out a deal, you get a micro cut of whatever for doing the thing, and you have everybody on their sites using your embed layer as just a play button for distributed content that's out there forever and never goes away. We get Mox News is 65,000 videos loaded up on storage made safe distributed internet, 65,000 of all the great news coverage of the Ron Paul, of Leon Panetta going to, you know, the multi-generational war crap, and that's why they took them down off of YouTube, Google, and I go, you put that up, and it can't be taken down with a layer of he gets paid for each one, a nickel of doing it, everybody gets filthy, stinking, not poor. So I'm going...
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think of that concept? Are you going to be able to make it, a, you know, like a, an embed code as a layer to whatever I go find?
Yes, the embeddable player is going to be huge. And you're exactly right, because what it means is that content creators can now have their own website and have a very familiar-looking video player. And when they click play, it pops up with a QR code and it's a paywall. And they don't even have to leave that website. So, Ernie, what you're talking about here is bringing in a new streaming content delivery network. Right now we're using one of the big server farms out there that's very reliable. But why couldn't we use MadeSafe to pump video from the distributed network through our system? Or storage. I interviewed Sean Wilkinson already at Coins in the Kingdom. So I think it'll be an easy way to connect those things. And then you're right. These videos that are being banned and blocked, there's no way to ban or block it anymore if it's distributed, right? And
I am just, this is it, man. I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
But the cool thing, the best part about this is that the activist, the content creator who created a piece of art or created some controversy or wants to get the message out, he can now get paid 5, 10, 9 cents, 12 cents per click. That means the funding of activism just took a giant step north to something where people can now do this full time, maybe.
Yeah, no, when you got John Bush covering Ross Ulbricht's trial in New York right now, he's on his way up there right now. You know, we could have done an interview with him, you know, yesterday and kind of canned it and put it in. But I go, nah, we'll just do you a 2-hour thing on Friday and get the whole thing up and pimp a lot of these videos. And then this is going to be one of the main reasons people get Bitcoin.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world?
Yes, I am. Okay. So what we're going to go ahead and do is have keep track of this. If you'll work with Derek on, because I think he can help. I mean, you know, this, he's a helper. I mean, this guy gets all motivated and he sees the future on this. You know, it's an application. See, a lot of people, I don't think they understood what I was been screaming for a long time. This is it. This is it, this is it, this is it. The MadeSafe thing, but the only difference is when you have the distributed content like this, it can't really be monetized. I mean, not that we were looking for that. We just wanted to be able to have the content. What you provide is a mechanism that it could be for anything. It doesn't even have to be for video. It could be for files and PDFs and contents and templates and anything.
Yeah, sure. And that's out there already. There are other Bitcoin unlock services that will unlock, you know, something on Dropbox, for example. But that's what I was thinking. I was talking to Mark, my partner, and said, you know, we may become an organization that just unlocks other content too, not just video and audio, which is kind of cool right there.
Well, throw a little something over here for, you know, cuz. But the thing is that I...
Well, that's the greatest part. We can do automatic splits. So any person, like Mox News, their 65,000 videos, they can say, hey, we're going to keep 4 cents, We're going to send 1 cent to Ernie for every video, and it's automatic. It becomes a virtual contract, and our platform does it all automatically.
Okay, all I want to put in here is don't forget the little box that gives the option of Ernie gets some.
Yeah, that's up to the content creator, but that's just it. And then that's what's cool then is whoever content creator is saying, my money goes to Ernest Hancock. I'm giving him 10% of everything there. Now, Ernest Hancock's going to promote that content creator's content.
Yeah, let me give you an example. This is what's popping in my head. When signing up to do, if you put in Freedom's Phoenix, you get a discount to go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin by Paul Snow. So we were working this out this last week. We had him on, and he wanted us to participate again like we did last year. So I'm going, yeah, cool. You know, I'll go. I want to, you know, hang out with some of the guys and have some meetings and stuff. So I go and interviews and such. So I go, yeah, and we'll hang. So I go, all right, you know, we'll go. And he goes, well, which, when they sign up, which charity do you want to pick? And I go, Bitcoin Not Bombs. That's cool. Dobby and Drew and Megan, them, I'm hip to that. And he goes, well, then I go, what? Is it got to be a 501c3? Okay. Antiwar.com. Well, and I'm going, well, what? What is your criteria? Well, he had a few charities that he had already had in mind that he wanted to, you know, to fund, you know, that were his friends or buddies or what he wanted to promote or whatever. And I'm going, well, how the hell do you get on this list? You get to pick the list of charities? So in yours, I want you to keep that in mind, that the content provider, they get to pick, and it's not from a set of you said. You see my point?
Right.
Unless it's just Freedom's Phoenix, and that's different. But the
I do want to talk about the basic functionality and the features also.
I need to have the more control that the individual has on how the money is distributed, because having the bit payment, and it's about a 5 second thing. I got, you know, my wife's phone. I go up and I go blip boom. It's about 5 seconds. That's a shorter time than I got to watch as, you know, beginning of stupid ad of whatever the hell. You know,
right.
So I'm going.
Well, also, some of that might be your phone transmitting the transaction.
Yeah, no, I know it's pretty fast. Yeah, it goes pretty fast. Right. All right, here we go. Okay.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Boom! Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. From the BEAUtical Studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Oh, we're declaring our independence like this. Let me show you how. Go, I just did it. No government form. We're doing it. And the tech, that's why I go to the Consumer Electronics Show. It has been because I don't go and I want to see the new whiz bang. You know, it's one thing with Drew, man. Drew, you got to tell me, what was your big goal to go into Consumer Electronics Show? We had to get what?
Something?
Yeah, you had to get your big curved screen TV.
Oh.
Yeah, go, it was a curved TV.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen
curved
in my
TV.
Life.
We were all the curved TV. We had to go see the curved TV. So anyway, we did that. We saw this one. It was like 200. It was a whole freaking wall, you know, of just this big TV. And they're getting 8K now. They're probably not going to be broadcast or doing 8K. But I saw an 8K television. It was like you could reach into a window. It was, I'm going, wow. And 3D television with no glasses. You stand there and you go, there, some of them are varying degrees of, but it was good a freaking enough, man. I'm going, wow. This is wow. But does it change my life and make them better? And kind of, well, only if I get to pay in Bitcoin to watch on my big screen, you know, curved TV, which is what's coming up now. So this is, from your perspective, Doug, when you started thinking of this, you know, what was your purpose? What was your reason? Why? And what features did you want in there to even put money into this effort? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me push. I'm sorry, Doug. Okay, now go.
Yeah, a couple things. One of the biggest ones, though, was I wanted to think of a way to get Bitcoin adoption spread to the masses. And Mark and I have a Hollywood connection, and we realized that if we could get some Hollywood people and on our platform, then Bitcoin would take off in ways that we never seen it. Right now, it's just handed around in the geek community, right? It's taken off a little bit. But if we get some Hollywood artists, some content that is just to die for, and it can only be seen with Bitcoin, people are going to figure out how to get Bitcoin. So the example I always give is if Justin Bieber released a making of his big video, you know, put this video on YouTube, that's fine. But the making of part of it, he put that as a little 4-minute featurette on watchmybit.com, and he charges 10 cents, and half of that goes to a nice charity. People, Justin Bieber fans, will go crazy and figure out a way of getting Bitcoin. They will figure it out. So the super fans will be driving this.
Okay, let me tell you how this is now, at this stage, what's going to kind of drive a little bit. It's going to be John Bush in New York covering Ross Ulbricht trial, and he puts the stuff up, and if CBS, CNN, Fox News wants to see what everybody's saying, because they don't never tell the truth, know what the hell's going on anyway, if they want, goddamn, freaking, you're going to see Bitcoin coming from the intern in the basement out of the mailroom that they brought up to go blip so they can watch it on their computers in the newsroom. You see my point?
Right, yeah, so that's another big announcement. John Bush, we're announcing here for the first time, is going to be a correspondent, and he is going to be doing live video blogs from the courthouse steps of the Ross Ulbricht trial. Those videos will only be able to be seen on watchmybid.com. They'll probably be very inexpensive, between 10 and 20 cents. But here's the greatest news of all. You're thinking, why do I got to pay 20 cents to watch a video? Well, the money doesn't go to John Bush. Guess where it's going to go to?
Ross Ulbricht.
The Ross Ulbricht Defense Fund. So not only are you getting a cool video and getting it updated, you're helping the Defense Fund by watching an entertaining video. But also, we at Watch My Bit, we are going to reduce our fees by 80% for all of those Ross Ulbricht videos. So that now 95% of every amount of Bitcoin that comes through these videos will go to Ross Ulbricht and his family.
This is not well understood by those. They didn't see this coming, I don't believe. I don't think they understand micropayments, because we've heard a lot. See, it allows micropayments. It allows micropayments. Wow, it allows micropayments. Who gives a crap about micropayments? We want macro payments. The micropayments is the democratization of news content, where people showed them. If you're doing the status of we were worship of the whatever, nobody cares. I mean, you know, they'll try and use it as a data point. They'll have, you know, Karl Rove tells all his guys, you know, you got to go in and do the micropayment and see, we raised a bunch of money so we can watch Sarah Palin put on stockings or something. Okay? So I'm going, right. You know, but you had to get a Bitcoin account. Nah.
Yeah. Well, check this out too, Ernie. The micropayment thing, I'm talking to all the Bitcoiners out there. For years, we've been trying to explain the magic of Bitcoin to the regular people. And we talk about the potential of Bitcoin and what it could be and what it could do and the potential, micropayments. But we could never show anybody what the hell that meant. But with watchmybit.com, the Bitcoin evangelists can say, oh, I'll show you what micropayments do. They whip out their phone. They pay 9 cents to watch a video. And then they explain, you can't do this on YouTube. You can't pay 9 cents with a credit card. You can't pay 9 cents with PayPal. You can't pay 9 cents to launch something.
And it's so fast. It's you know, it's the time it takes to watch the skip ad thing before it, even the 5 seconds of that, it's done.
Right. Yeah. And so then they can wrap their head around, oh, I get it. You just transferred value to some website somewhere and it launched a video and it cost 9 cents and there was no credit card fees, no names, addresses, numbers, back of the card number, front of the card number, middle initial, expiration date.
And no stupid-ass commercial.
And no commercial, exactly.
And right. We're still in the situation to where you were originally thinking that you would be kind of server-based and they would, you know, load up and you got to have the I totally agree and copyright if I agree and IP I agree, you know. But now with the concept of distributed, all that goes away, does it not?
It certainly can, yeah. So therefore, the theory is, and I need to talk with our CTO, Oliver, and it's your guy there, pulling in, and with probably Sean Wilkinson, pulling in content not just from our big CDN, but from the distributed cloud and pulling in content from MadeSafe and storage.
See, the thing is that these clouds are, I mean, you guys use Amazon Cloud, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, my just out of a principle thing, one, it's Amazon Cloud, and you're on the same cloud with the same information on the same server as CIA's next Yemen drone strike. I mean, how far off am I?
Well, potentially, that is a weakness, right?
So that's just ew. I mean, whether it's weakness or not, it's just ew.
Yeah.
So right. I understand getting it, you know, that they could be the beta. But the thing that, and you can still offer that. I mean, that's, you know, the other side. But as a standalone, you know, bit player dot tips kind of go into here it is and you make freedom more. This is what I've been screaming for. People have listened to my show over the years. This is exactly what I've been hoping for, to have distributed content. So I've been such a supporter of Made Safe and storage concept and storage uses Made Safe protocol, I think. So I'm going, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And what we've been spending 6 months with Derek in the background, making it to where it interfaces to be able to do this. But we were just, and Sean Wilkinson sent me a player, an HTML5 player of the blah, 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 that Derek installed on the Freedom's Phoenix for us to be able to display this content. But what we didn't have was the ability to monetize it like what you're doing. And he's like, hey, man, this is like code. I can do this. You guys talking in just a couple of days. Boom shakalaka, it's going to be done, and Drew gets to become filthy, stinking rich being a videographer.
Woohoo!
Which has been his goal from the beginning.
That's right. Wow. We want to get artists like Drew to make a living, you know? YouTube, they give you pittances, and you end up paying all the corporate sponsors, and the artist, you know, the artist gets a platform, they get noticed, but they can't make a living. So there's a couple of ideas out there, some models. Like, another big announcement, first time it's going to be talked about, John Bush's show, Sovereign Living. You can go and watch episode 1 on YouTube. But he has episode 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in the can. Couldn't figure out how to monetize it. So he is now using Watch My Bit. But the brilliance behind this is you get part 1 on YouTube, and then you say, see part 2 on Watch My Bit, and it drives your audience to our platform, and now John Bush can make enough money to make episode 7, 8, 9, and 10, and then also fund his charity and teach others how to live off the grid and sovereign living.
You know what YouTube becomes then? What they are destined to become anyway is
they become our bitch.
Yeah, they become the commercial.
Exactly. And this, there are so many models that can become out of this. Like, for example, you put the part of your video on YouTube, and it ends with the cliffhanger, and where you got to go to watch the conclusion.
Okay. When you put links into the show more summary of the whatever, YouTube doesn't monitor. If you put watch my bit, can they ban it sooner or later?
They don't
man
care.
Okay,
I looked at it. They don't care
today. But, you know, things like Iron Sky, you know, different, you know, crowdsource funded movies, they use Kickstarter, Indiegogo to produce entire movies. This could be it's changing everything. Okay, now we can keep going, or, you know, we can bring Mark in too, or we can do him in the last half hour just so he gets to say something, keep him all motivated and everything. So we could
Let's bring Mark in a little while there. And now I want to let you know why Mark's valuable. His brother is a screenwriter for Disney. He is our ace in the hole for Hollywood. And he is on board and excited. And there's a lot of things I can't even tell you about, and major movie stars that I can't talk about. Please don't mention that, but they're...
Too late, you just did.
But on the air. Oh, that's right. Hey, everybody on the podcast.
Don't tell anybody.
Names.
Okay, let me tell you.
I do want to talk about, like, the Andreas Antonopoulos mentions the other 6 billion people. I do want to talk about how we can help that singing group in Africa. If they become big on our platform, they can make a lot of money. People from around the world can pay with Bitcoin and watch. As long as they got a video on a phone and they can upload it to our server, boom, they have a platform to make money.
You know, that is, it changes everything. Bitcoin does everything. You know, right. And it's going to topple governments. What you have right here is going to topple governments while people are making gazillions of dollars and they don't know who they are. And then they'll find out who somebody is that isn't careful, and then they'll go beat the living snot out of them, you know, and whatever. It's going to be Ross Ulbricht coming out of your butt.
Would you have, I don't know how much longer I've got on the trip so myself goes, but would you have Donna call Mark and just tell him that we will be using him just to stand by?
Donna, did you hear that? Doug wants you to call Mark and say that we will bring him in just to be standing by. We'll get him in at the bottom of the hour at the latest, and then maybe whenever.
Because I just don't know where my next cell tower is going to end.
What are you looking for? I want to kind of emphasize the original nature of how you're setting this up. It's good you get the code and you get to do everything and all that, but putting so much investment into the old system makes you extremely vulnerable, in my opinion. Because this is not, I'd much rather see YouTube as our commercial bitch.
Donna's calling me for some reason. I don't know why.
You're calling Doug. Hold on. What? Yeah, she didn't mistake. She's on it. So, the content, this is the point that I was making, is that Mox News, when he does all this stuff, every single one of the, it's all count on donations, all kind of, but not viewership. And to have a micro payment, I couldn't possibly, at 15 cents each or a nickel or whatever it winds up being, say it's a quarter. Quarter, and I watch, how many videos can I watch a day? I mean, if I could, if I wound up spending $20 a month, I'd be shocked. Watching every single freaking video I ever watch on your thing, hell, it'd be $10 or something. So, and it supports the very content. And if they go stupid and it's just titillating and piss me off, screw them. I don't watch them anymore. So it's a credibility thing. They go being stupid, they ain't getting supported.
Yeah, well, that's what's great, because with a paywall, stupid videos aren't worth watching, and they will quickly fall off. But good videos will, and the artist can then raise his price to meet his audience's demand.
Wow. The concept of when you came up with this, what was your end vision then? I mean, it may have changed, but you go, I want to do this to promote what? Use of Bitcoin for...
My motivation really was... to feed starving artists, but also to promote Bitcoin, of course. And the tricky way, of course, to do that is to make people use Bitcoin without even knowing it and make it household name. The big thing that Mark will probably talk about is his kid is 11 years old. His favorite YouTube star is one of these video game walkthrough guys called Captain Sparkles. If Captain Sparkles released his video one day early on how to beat the monster on the next level, every 11-year-old boy in the country will say, Mom, Dad, how do I get Bitcoin? I want Bitcoin. I want Bitcoin. I can watch a day early if I have Bitcoin. I want Bitcoin. Boom. Bitcoin explodes.
That's going to happen. I already see it. They're going to have to start trying. And this show is listened to by they, them, those. I guarantee it. I've had too many examples of whatever. So the thing when they crash your servers, you win!
Yeah. Well, the greatest thing here, and Ernie, you're right, because I'm in Bitcoin and I know the community and I know what's coming up, I will be, watch my bit, will be able to quickly spin it a dime over to storage and made safe when those platforms for sure, and then boom, Amazon cloud services is a history for us.
Well, go ahead, and how much is it really expensive to use them, or is that a big 500-page contract of, oh, my God?
Amazon?
Yeah.
They charge you by the bandwidth and by the minute, which is why Drew was mentioning. If someone charges only 9 cents on their video and it's a two-hour video, we lose money on that deal. So we are going to be making that up when people charge 20 cents on a one-minute video, that kind of thing. So it's expensive, but it's not horribly expensive.
No, it is
still profitable.
No, it is if they want to target you. We used to do this. Here, we'll talk about this.
Well, they're not going to target us for a while, and hopefully by then we'll have MadeSafe up and running, right?
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about this because I can see this is... See, if people are going to go to Bitcoin, they go to the effort...
You're painting a target on my back now with this conversation. That's the problem.
The target was already there. It was waiting who's back to put it on, and you're raising up in the nail that gets banged. Trust me.
That's why we're sticking with Justin Bieber.
No, I already got an example here. We'll talk about it when we come back, and you'll see my point. Donna needs to reset the video. Go ahead. Takes just a couple of seconds. And we're back. Okay. What we're going to do is I'll give this example. We'll have Mark come in no later than the last half hour, and however long we can keep you. And then, did you even think about doing the distributed video content or a storage encrypted kind of thing, doing that with you as a turn-on layer?
No, yeah, we thought about that, and we knew it would be going that way eventually, after I talked to Sean Wilkinson in October,
Okay, so
we know it's going there.
Okay, so Derek's going to be able to hook you up and help you, because this is what he's been working on right now. This is part of what we've been, you know, when you did this and I saw the plan, I'm going, well, hell, that's like, 500 things less I got to do,
Exactly.
Yeah. It's over. The bad guys, if they're listening to the show right now, I don't think they can possibly catch up fast enough. They may be able to compete, but they're not going to be able to stop it. And YouTube has just become our bitch. And that pleases me no end.
I said that, by the way.
I think that's awesome. YouTube's our bitch. That should be like a slogan. All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we may not be afraid, but those won't leave us alone. Needs to be afeared. And I'll tell you why. If you have, I got to let Doug explain. He's talking off air during the break, about the gaming and day early kind of stuff. Repeat that for everybody, will you, Doug?
Yeah, well, the biggest YouTube stars out there, the ones who actually make $1 million a year or more, they are video game walkthrough tours, these personalities that play the game live and show you the next level and show you the tricks. And they make a lot of money because the video games release the levels early to them. And then every 11-year-old boy in the country and the world watches those videos. And they actually make good money on YouTube.
My friend Bob, his son does exactly that. I've seen it happen.
Right. So here's another great model for these game walkthrough personality. They release their video just one day early on watchmybit.com, and then they move it over to YouTube for free. But for that one day, they could tell their super fans, hey, you can watch my content early. It'll cost you 9 cents. And I guarantee you, every prepubescent boy in the country will figure out a way to get Bitcoin so we can watch that video game level stuff.
We've seen at the Freedom Summit, Davi gave a really good presentation. I've talked to Andreas, at Coins in the Kingdom, and we were talking about this micropayment to dissidents and artists and so on around the world with their satellite hookup of I have the smartphone for the village in my valley that's connected into the outer net of the Congo. And they can, do something and entertain in the daily life of an aboriginal tribe that has never been contacted in the Amazon. And all of a sudden, their whole village is stinking rich in Bitcoin, like they know what to do with them. But, all the micropayments, talk about that, the possibilities of what can be done.
Right. So I'm thinking of, the promise of Bitcoin has always been reaching the other 6 billion. The people in Africa can't use PayPal and credit cards to put up a YouTube site or a website and say, hey, watch my video. They can't do that. But now you get a smartphone into Africa, and there's a singing group there singing traditional African songs. They can put that video up to watchmybit.com and charge 9 cents or something like that. and all of a sudden they're making money in a worldwide currency. So we see this as really helping the $6 billion in ways that Andreas Antonopoulos has talked about. But this is the way to do it. Comedy troupes in other, in poor countries, people who can produce something because they've got the internet, like you said, but now they've got a payment system, but they've never had a reason to put the two together. Well, now you can. Now you got one.
You know, I'll give you someone right now that I just popped in my head that I would have paid freaking to watch. And it was Team Black Sheep. They were the early drone guys that were going up with their quadcopters and their planes to the nose of the Statue of Liberty and saying hello. They're doing around the Golden Gate. They're doing all the... They were from Austria, and they came to the U.S. to go get the, you know, wide and beautiful America and all the iconic from the air. And so, I'd give them a nickel to watch, the whatever. You know, I'm right. Saying they're so... I'm going, this changes everything. And when they're talking about, you know, how many gazillion views they got to get a dollar, I'm going, no, this is, and I got another question. If you put up a video and you say, well, I guess the answer is yes, because I just, Drew just did it. If I put something up for a quarter and it, you know, kind of starts to wane down and it's not getting as many hits, I could go in and change it on the fly to a dime, right?
Exactly. And that's a really powerful feature. You know, the artist has full control of the amount of money he sets. We don't set that. The artist does. So if your video starts at 9 cents and you're getting a whole bunch of views, hey, put it to 18 cents. Using a whole, it's getting still getting a lot of hits, put it up to a dollar, and you can find that limit. The free market will decide. Or on the other hand, maybe you start off at $5 for the exclusive people who are willing to pay $5. The next week you drop it down to $4. You get a few more people watching. You drop it all the way down to 9 cents. And then maybe eventually move to YouTube for free. But in the meantime, you have pulled some income from that content to make your next piece of content.
I've had video from the Freedom Summit of all the speakers just waiting. It's been done, you know, but we were waiting to put it on to distribute it because I can't. I'm just like, yeah, well, it's going to be dated. I go, not really. You know, it's better to have a year ago, Patrick Byrne, what he was saying in Valentine's last year when he first announced. He just announced at the Freedom Summit that he was giving bonuses to his employees in Bitcoin. So I'm going, you know, and then Megyn Kelison, MK Lords, interviewed him. We had John Bush interviewed him. Davi and Drew interviewed him and got all kinds of back door stuff or back behind the curtain stuff. And I'm going, you know, we have Cody Wilson that was at there, you know, discussing Dark Wallet. We have Davi Barker, Patrick Byrne, Anthony Gregory, Charles Goyette. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Paul Rosenberg, Will Grigg, Larkin Rose. I am going to put this up there and say, how much can I charge? Well, I might be nice and, you know, do a dollar, but I mean, you know, how much could I put it up there? Well, I don't know. We're going to find out. But that wasn't my point. My point was, is I wanted to save this content as a reward for when this started to happen. And we were hoping for the distributed. And I think we might be able to marry these two earlier than people anticipated for just this reason. And I'm going, you know, the early, you start putting early stuff up, you know, you get a day early, like you're talking about the gaming. You got micropayments for people all over the world from anywhere. But the one thing that you talked about, one limitation is that if you, because of the service that you're paying to the Amazon Cloud for doing this, if somebody charges a dime to put up an hour video, you might be losing money, right?
That's correct, yeah. We're charged by, you know, the second of throughput. So the idea of you putting up a two-hour movie, and we take a cut of the amount that the artist charges. And I'll tell you right up front, we take 25%. It's like a lot. Well, what percent does YouTube give their artist? What fraction of a percent? It's nothing. So we charge 25%. That money goes to pay for our servers. So you put up a two-hour movie, and you charge 9 cents. That's 2 hours worth of payment we're paying for, and we only get 2.5 cents out of the deal. So we're hoping it's going to make it up on the back end for the people who put up a minute video and are able to charge $1.50. And then, of course, you know, it'll even out. But maybe with the other distributed services and using StorageCoin or MakeSafeCoin to pay for their network, it might become even less expensive.
Yes, no, it funds itself. You know, that's the whole point of distributed internet. People, for providing their computer portions of their hard drive to store the encrypted content, of the, kind of Napster for the internet, Bitcoin for the internet, doing that, they get rewarded. They don't care. Put it up there. I don't give a crap. So this is, I can see, but this is one thing I want you to keep in mind. When it costs more than to process than it does that you're getting out of it, reminds me when the NRA was going all communist and supporting background checks and everything in the 90s, they would send out these fundraisers to all their life members and everything with a prepaid envelope. So all the mad, angry NRA guys, they take that envelope and they put a bunch of washers in them. And then they would send them to open that up. They would have to pay, for the postage of receiving it, and they got no value. A bunch of washers in there. So I'm going. So I'm saying, some people, if they wanted to punk you, what would they do? They'd load up 3-hour videos and put it up, just to cost you money. So I'm going, and we give a penny or something. There's got to be some kind of just what they can do, because if they can, they will. We'll keep these things in mind. But the future, you do distributed, all that stuff goes away, and YouTube becomes our bitch.
This is Charles Goyette, author of the New York Times best.
Bitch. Couldn't happen to better people. Okay. So what? Some of the other things you want to bring up?
Hold on a second. I got a few more. I'm reading text while I'm driving. Coming back to the phone here. Return to call. Let's see. I think I'd like to talk about some of our features, like artist pages. For example, Drew is an artist, and he has some videos up there. But we're about to launch themed pages where he can have the Ernest Hancock Show videos on a theme, and then you pay one Bitcoin price, and you get all of those videos unlocked.
Oh.
Stephanie Murphy's already said on my interview with her on Let's Talk Bitcoin, Doug, can I put a bunch of yoga videos? I want to do yoga classes, and can I have them pay for one price and get it all? And that was the reason we did it. So that'll be coming in the next 2 months.
Okay, I give you a good example. If you've been on Freedom's Phoenix, you ever see our magazines, any of our magazines or anything?
Not the hard copy ones.
Okay, the magazines that we have, 3 years worth up there. And we put, we have a lot of different, Scott Beezer and Athena Tivnan and Davi Barker have done, covers and all this kind of stuff. And we have them as PDF files that can just download onto your mobile devices or on your screen. And you can just read it. It has like a page thing, Turner stuff. We started, that was like June of 11. I mean, we were one of the, if not the first online magazine. We were first to market on this thing. So if I take that file and I can put it, and you have your ability to just Bitcoin each one or the entire file, of all 36, for right. $5 in Bitcoin, you get all the magazines. Is that something you guys are working on?
It's something we can certainly work on. And then, of course, I'm worried if you own the magazine, then you can just copy them maybe. Or if you find a way to make them stuck in a player that cannot be downloaded. So it's a possibility, and I know there's a service already that does, it's called Unlock or something like that, where you unlock files.
With Bitcoin?
Yeah. I'm not sure what they're called. Maybe have someone look that up really quick.
Well, let's go ahead and try and focus, because see, the thing is that once we get further along in this, this is stuff where, guys like yourself and Mark and Derek and Oliver and all these guys, doing the code, they go, yeah, I can do that. But they didn't really, see the application, or they didn't understand, or they're just buried in the, the forest. I mean, in the woods, and they don't see the forest. And that's one thing where I go, I know what I want. I want the ability to blah, blah. And then we have like a shopping cart, and it's, you do subscription and you give the money, and you can even pay in Bitcoin. You can do BitPay. You can do all this other crap, to access this. But it's not as convenient as what you have. The interface is, I'm here. I want it now. Blip. There it is. Concept.
We're going after. Yeah, it's also the impulse buyer.
Right. Once I got them on the page of the site, heck, it's almost like I would make it half the price, you know, just doing individual ones and opposed to a whole channel price. I mean, it's going to be a good experiment because a lot of times, you know, it's an impulse thing. You want them to go one more, one more, one more. Damn it, I spent $10 today. Butt heads. Hey, I didn't make you, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and then, you know, the other ideas are there's so many models that we won't even come up with. Our users will just invent new ways to make money with this platform that we never thought of. In fact, Kelly, you know who the guy who gave us some of the best ideas? He's sitting right next to you, Drew.
Okay, hold on. So, here we go.
So call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, baby. You know, I'm really looking forward to what this is going to do. This, I've been waiting, man. I'm telling you. I've been a libertarian freaking leave-me-aloneist activist since 88. I mean, we've been starting doing, I mean, you know, libertarianism really started to click hard in about 90, 91, around in there. 91, I'm kind of, you know, it's always the libertarian. Who's these libertarian guys that always had to answer everything? They're like, I'm going, but did you know? Did you? They're going, how stupid are you, kid? Didn't you get the memo? You know, the government's just a gang with a flag, man. There's no legitimacy of whatever sword they pulled from the stone. I mean, it's what you give to them in your head. We're just out here being educational. And then when the libertarian movement started getting some traction, you go, ooh, vote for me. We're going to, it's our turn to rule. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to, that's not the point. You know, so I became, you know, you know what the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist is? About two or three election cycles. That's what it is. You know, two or three election cycles, all of a sudden, you're an anarchist. You know, I get it. So this is what I'm looking for, is the inability of they, them, those to have an impact on the transfer of ones and zeros for whatever freaking reason I want. And when you had the ability with the blockchain to provide micropayments for people that, you know, they could live a year in the darkest Africa with their outer net satellite connection of whatever the heck, from them doing just some interesting video of the village of whatever. Heck, anthropologists would be there going. I give you an example. We're at the Consumer Electronics Show. They had a handheld scanner. Drew went up to a little Buddha head they had there, and he just went, blip, scanned it in. Well, these are great for archaeologists. They go, they're anthropologists. They're in these villages. The stuff that they're making, all these things they dig up, you can take a picture of it, but it's not the same as a 3D scanning of it. But what's the cost? It's sending the guy there to do it. It's easier to just drop off these scanners, link it up with the satellite to whatever, and have the tribal villages going around it. You don't have to take their stuff. You don't have to mess with it. You don't even have to touch it. And you teach them how to do it, and they're scanning and up and done. And oh, by the way, here's a Bitcoin for doing it, and you buy a new water purification hope system for your village, and you win. Done. Done, 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 done. This is happening, not later. And it's what was the promise to us, what Andreas was talking about often when we talk about these things, what Bitcoin Not Bombs is talking about. And, you know, by culture or law, there is an entire millions, if not billions, of people that aren't allowed to have bank accounts. They can't. The infrastructure is not there, or because they're Muslim women in certain countries, because they're too old or too young or too something. They're too not allowed. They're too felon. They're too whatever the heck it is. By some reason, not they're outcast of society, never to be able to resurrect until they go, oh, watch my bit and give me some money. So this is I'm really excited about this, and I think that there is a lot more coming than people realize. So Doug, the future, as you look down the road, you're going, is it coming faster than you anticipated, and what is it you were looking to have happen?
Yeah, it's coming really fast, especially with people suddenly discovering our platform and then like asking for these features. It's like, yeah, we can do that. It just, you know, and I think you said it before, it's just a matter of coding. But the future, I think, is going to be this is a new distribution model. Can you imagine a family sitting around there on their couch waiting to watch a movie? And dad whips out his cell phone, scans the QR code, and that's the payment signal to launch the movie. It's just like, Whoa!
I will give you a perfect. I give you a perfect example. Last night, Donna, for whatever reason, she just wanted to feel good about, you know, kind of something. We were watching that Black Mirror thing, and it's just kind of ew, you know. And it was.
I love that show.
Yeah, you know, Tim Fry, I was talking to him this weekend, and he said, you got to see the first episode about the prime minister having to do it with a pig, whatever.
Crazy.
And it was crazy about how social media has dominated over traditional media. That was really the point of this. And I'm going, man, that was a powerful episode. Of course, like Twilight Zone and screws up your head. So I'm just going, you know, we need to kind of purge our brain cells here. So Donna goes, I want to watch Office Space. Office Space, one of her favorite movies. Go on to, where is it? Okay, it's Amazon. You go on to Amazon. Oh, I'm sorry. Your credit card is not right and kind of this and that. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to get up and I go in. And I do, okay, that one was expired and got to switch to a different credit card and do the whatever, and there it is, and done, and back, and kind of, and there it is. Now, if I had, it doesn't even matter what platform I had it. With your QR code up there, the interface for the on button is my phone. I just go blip, it sends them a quarter, the movie starts playing, and they can suck it. I am just like, this is going to change everything. And it can be, and Roku, think about this, Next News Network. Right now, the N3, Next News Network, up there, they have a app on, they have an app up on the Roku. And you can watch me, when people are saying they're watching me on television, I'm like, where? I mean, if you're not in Florida or Boston where they, you know, broadcast, I'm wondering how are you seeing it in Arizona? Well, it was a Roku app. You have your own Roku. Next one, Ernie gets more street cred for this one. Roku for your watch my bit. Roku watch my bit.
Well, Ernie, I gotta tell you, we just days ago, Mark was, he has Roku and he was looking it up and it was, you know what, we could get our own channel up there.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's great. True. The thing we got to figure out is with Roku, can we put up a QR code paywall and then start streaming? I don't know. It's technically possible, but we got to figure that part out. That'll be in the coming months. And by the way, we did have an angel investor throw us some money so that we could hire a part-time developer, which we now have. Josh is doing a great job. He works with Oliver. And then we're also going to be able to fly and take care of the crew as we go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And get a load of this. We're going to VidCon in Anaheim, California in July. That is the YouTube convention for all the YouTube stars, and they teach each other how to make money with YouTube, and you know how to better position your ads. And
they're
how to get
so screwed.
You know, and we're gonna go there and say, "Hey, you guys, watch my bit, $1,500 for 10,000 views."
That's all you got to put up. No, and it's Bitcoin. You know, this is what I would, you know, God, I don't know how YouTube, it's a target on your forehead, because I would go in with the slogan, YouTube's our bitch. Okay? I mean, literally.
You know, that's the first time I had said that on the air, and now I regret it a little bit.
YouTube's your bitch.
YouTube's our partner. They are our partner. They
bitch
are the ones
partner.
Who gave a platform to these artists, and the artists are going to say, hey, I'm YouTube, guys. Do me a favor, go to this watchmybit.com, watch my video over there, and I can fund my next one. And then I'll put it to YouTube eventually. So they're our partners. They're our bitch, but they're our partners.
Well, you know, I can see the, because if you want to do the commercial and you want to go see it free and you want to go, you can go over and it's there and it's on the channel and it's whatever, but there will be a delay. You know, I can see that being like a day, or it could be a week, it could be a month, it could be next freaking kiss my butt year. You know, because.
What do you mean?
You know, of when you would put it up to YouTube after having it on Watch My Bit. You know, that delay between, you know, going on there is user determined. So, and you see what's coming? And I want the audience to understand, this is why I was excited to do this. Usually I'll take Monday off, you know, but now we do a rerun from Friday or something, but which we had a great show Friday, you know, but I'm going, man, I wanted you to hear about this. You heard it here first. Here it comes. It's the next it thing. Making YouTube your bitch. You know, I like it.
This your family today.
Yeah, they're not going to like that one itty bitty little
bit. Yeah, now I kind of wonder what Mark is going to think about this. Because he, you know, I'm crazy, Ernie. I want to spend money on all these things. I want to pass out flyers everywhere I go, and I want to, you know, sponsor John Bush and Tatiana to talk about our platform. Mark and Oliver have to hold me back from my enthusiasm. So I wonder if, like, say, Doug, I don't know. I don't think we want to have T-shirts that say YouTube is my bitch. But that's not a bad idea.
No, they're going to be made whether you want it or not. Make YouTube your bitch. Watch mybit.com. And just the concept. You do a little short video that costs a, you know, micro moment, you know, and that shows how you would do that. Well, then, of course, it'd be, you know, YouTube's my partner, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, we whatever. I'm just so sick of their model of how they're doing this. And we're going to see. There's a problem with the call. We're trying to get him on Skype. Okay, we'll do this. Right here?
Audio, yes.
All right, click.
Yes.
Yes, I click this button. Okay, let's see if we can get him. We got you there, Mark?
I'm here.
There you go. Okay, count to five for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, I got to try and get the level. Go ahead and do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, there we go. All right.
Hey, Mark, been... I'm still on, too.
Yeah, we got Doug. Have you been listening to the show?
I have.
Are you pissed off at me, Mark, for saying make YouTube your bitch?
No, I love it. You're doing great, Doug.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I worry when you're driving, Doug.
Yeah, driving is fine. Wisconsin with icy roads.
This is the point that, that's right. I'm sitting here freaking, I got the air conditioner on in my studio in Phoenix, and you guys are freezing your ass off. Sucks to be y'all. My whole thing, Mark, is that, fortunately, you guys aren't kids. You know, this is, you're been in, you know, kind of get it. And this is coming into the era that we, as, you know, the younger activists from the 80s, 90s, you know, coming into this, we understand the value of this. A lot of these young guys, they take it for granted. They don't really understand the controls that are put on people. And when I found out that you guys are going on Amazon servers and having, you know, that is the point of failure right there. That right there. And I can see, yeah, you can have it and use it and it's part of and whatever. But, you know, and then this, you know, using YouTube as a partner and kind of how it goes from transition from one to the other after the initial, yeah, I get it. But if we didn't have the distributed opportunities for you guys to interface with, it would not be sustainable long term. You would have problems with copyright stuff. You'd spend the rest of your freaking life with what somebody put up and how and they take down and going after and doing that's all. You know, all this investment would be for naught because it's bullshit. But with the distributed, that takes all of that stuff, carves it away, and it gives a big middle finger to the man. So that's why I'm so excited about that possibility, because I see it gives you longevity.
Oh, I totally agree. That's, you know, that's something we talked about early on, is how are we going to distribute this? Are we going to get our own servers? Are we going to use a server cloud? And, you know, we even talked about storage and so forth. That for us right now, it's just we want to be able to show instant quality. You know, we want it to where you count down to four, it's starting. And unfortunately, that's going to come from the big guys right now. But we hope that it builds on top of that to get us to the distributed type of network. That's key. So I totally agree with you.
All right.
Hey, Ernie, for the next segment, since Mark is here, Mark, do you want to talk a little bit more about the Hollywood connection? And can you talk about your brother? I know you can't drop names, but let's talk about Tribes, which is our sitcom with Jane Lynch.
All right, well, here we go.
Winner. Live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
And we're right back. Okay, we got Mark on. Mark Hilgi from Watch My Bit. Okay, now let's go. Mark, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Yes, this is Mark Hilgenberg, a longtime libertarian activist, by the way. So I remember you from way back.
You know, this is one thing that, you know, and we'll talk about that because I didn't know we had met before, but we're all in the same pool of leave me aloneist. I get it, you know. But the thing is that a lot of the guys have been around. They go, yeah, I remember Ernie. He's like not too much of a communist. So, you know, we'll kind of hang with y'all. But what happens is as the older guys come in, they're the first ones to really understand the usefulness and the pitfalls oftentimes associated with different social media and networks, and you're going, like, I go to my kids in 03, and so I'm going, MySpace, Facebook, You're putting your favorite color up there, your favorite book, your favorite phrase, your favorite music, your favorite people, your favorite picture, your favorite You know, there's some CIA guy going, thank you. You know that, right? You know, I just want, and they go, well, yeah, we don't care. I'm, all right, I just want to make sure you know. Don't go putting something stupid up there because it's never going away. Well, sometimes, you know, you want it to never go away. And when they, them, those want it to go away, they can make it go away. And we don't want it to go away and it's gone away and we need to do that. And that's where you guys come in. Here we go. So I'm just like,
exactly.
So go ahead, Mark. You know, I know one thing Doug wanted to make sure we talked about is your Hollywood connections, and you get some celeb up there with, you know, Justin Bieber of My Bit the first day and going, and all of a sudden everybody's got Bitcoin and we're done. So go ahead and explain exactly. Your role in that.
Well, yeah, that's something. My brother's been a screenwriter and director out in Hollywood for about 25 years now, and it's something that it's a blessing and it's a curse. The blessing is, you know, you could make a great living, but it's also you're winning the lottery for every job, basically, because you're, you know, pitching movies and trying to win the lotto, essentially, to get your big paycheck. But something that he's realized is he would like to see something that's a little more sustainable and that he has control over, because all of Hollywood is filled with gatekeepers, and it's all people that think that they know best, and they're just these gatekeepers that are trying to control what we get to see. And people like my brother and his contemporaries and so forth, they know what's funny. He's a comedy writer, so they know what's funny and they know what people will enjoy. And he's finally, he gets it now with what we're doing and realizes that he could show his true visions of what he wants to write and direct and put it on a platform where people will pay for it. And it's not just because they're paying for it because Hollywood's putting it and everybody thinks that they're supposed to pay for it. So that's the main connection that we have. And he's produced a movie several years ago, or actually a pilot several years ago on their own, you know, relatively inexpensively. And it had, as Doug mentioned, Jane Lynch in it, Danny Trejo, a lot of recognizable actors. So what you can do really high quality now, high quality productions for not a lot of money and have complete control over it, especially when you're putting it on Watch My Bit and people are the ones deciding if they want to view it or not.
You know, this is, I tell you one that I want to, I've pimped it before, Iron Sky. Have you ever seen that movie?
I can't say I have.
Iron Sky. Iron Sky, Iron Sky, Iron Sky. They're coming out Iron Sky 2. You go watch Iron Sky, trust me, Iron Sky. Because what they did out of Europe, they came up and they said, we're going to crowdsource a movie. This was one of the coolest movies. People told me about it for months, and they made me watch it. I go, are you freaking kidding me? This was it's Nazis on the moon, okay, on the dark side of the moon. In 45, they left, and they went there, and kind of, and they're crowdsourcing the next one. They put this stuff up. We're going to get content based on what people want, not what Hollywood tells us we want. I am so amazed, and the technology is getting to where it doesn't cost that much money to make a really cool Iron Sky. You watch it, and you'll go, holy crap. So this one, Doug said something about, you know, interfacing with some of the guys in the space like Drew, you know, that I go, well, this should do this, and the ideas of that, and so on. What's some of the things, Drew, let's ask Drew. Drew, what were some of the things that you wanted to have this do that they incorporated?
In bed. It's all about the in bed code.
It's the embed, but Drew also came up with some really amazing ideas. Like, Drew, you were the guy who said, you know what, I could take a camera to the Battle of the Bands and shoot all these bands and then throw their video on Watch My Bit and say, hey, bands, you are going to make money if you move your fans over to here and watch it. And then I'll take $50 per video, and then once I'm paid, the rest of it goes to you.
Yes,
and these bands are going to go, okay, whatever. Then they'll see the power, though. Then they'll get the money, and then they'll make their next album and their next video.
Yeah, I think
you'll get a cut.
I think
of
that,
every single view.
I think the targeted approach is really where it's going to have sort of the most benefit. Is, you know, people come to my blog already. They support it. You know, they go to it, and they want to see what content's there. If I say, hey, I have these videos, they're embedded in my blog, and you can pay to see the videos from CES. You know, somebody's gonna be more likely to view that because they know where it's coming from, as opposed to just going to the site and seeing what's there and saying, oh, I'll watch a video from CES. But I mean, that has power too, but I think the
oh yeah.
you call them super fans. I think that really has the biggest application right out of the gate.
Okay, that's another point. What Drew just said, he goes, okay, I put this up and I get the first $50 or $150 cover me in the effort of doing it. And maybe I'll get a little micro later, but the rest goes to the band itself. And that keep them from bitching about it. And they will send their fans. So I'm going, okay, so do you have in the options or soon will in the code when I put up a video, I go, all right, after a certain amount, it reverts to this formula and it sends to here. And then some of it, and later on, it'll go to the charity of the whatever. I mean, how much customization do you have in the platform?
Yeah, we just launched our split engine. It now is live and works, which means you can put in any number of Bitcoin addresses and give them an alias like keyboard player, drummer, bass player, singer, and then producer. So now when someone watches the band's video, you can decide how much goes to the singer, how much goes to the producer. Of course, the bass player only gets 1% because that's all they're really worth.
That's
and then
right.
How much goes to the keyboard player? How much goes to the drummer? I mean, the drummer gets laid all the time, so he shouldn't get that much. So, you know.
You know, this
virtual contract. It's an automatic, organic virtual contract.
I'll tell you where the contract it's going to be. It's the guy that pimps the most and the people and the fans of. If it's the drummer, it's sending 80% of the viewers. And guess what? He gets more.
How do you get a drummer off your lawn?
How?
Pay for the pizza. Wait.
Mark's the drummer there.
Is he? How do you know? Hey, Mark. How do you know a stage is level?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Drool is coming out of both sides of the drummer's mouth evenly.
I love it.
What do you call a guy who hangs around with a bunch of musicians?
A drummer?
A drummer.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Oh, Mark, man. The bus keeps going forward and backing up. Okay, so what I want to do is try and see what stage are we? I mean, you're just like out of beta. I mean, hell, you just went into beta. I mean, you know, this is, you know, what stage are you in the development of this project?
I'd say we are coming out of beta this week. We were hoping to be out of beta this morning, Ernie, but this week we'll be out of beta just in time for the Miami Bitcoin Conference. That means people can go to www.watchmybit.com and not the beta site. It also means our servers will be fully merged over to Amazon Web Cloud. Our website will be there. It'll be easier to launch and it'll be smoother. The artist pages should be up and running this week as well, I think. And this means when they click on Drew's name, it goes to all of his videos at once.
And now, he could have super subscriber kind of thing or something, and that people pay with their Bitcoin to go blip, and anything he ever produces on that channel, they have access to. You have that option?
Yep, that'll be coming soon, too. Those we're calling, I think, themed pages. So there could be the Ernest Hancock themed page, which has just Ernie's videos. You pay one Bitcoin price, it unlocks all the videos.
You know, I'm more than willing to do the archive and do and set up. We may do this, you know, for all the stuff that, because we have, are you guys, what is it, we have Flash or something that we record this in? How does that work?
Flash.
You just call it Flash?
Yeah.
Are you able to upload Flash yet?
I don't think so. There's a number of formats, but we're recommending MP4 files encoded with H.264.
Well, I may be able to change it. I don't know. I mean, that's what Drew's going to help me with here. We get this stuff set up. Because I can already see this is the future that I've been screaming. People that's listened to this show for years, this is, I mean, does this sound exactly what I've been talking about? Yeah, here it is.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
Okay, guys, let me go ahead and give you an example. At the end of this segment is the end of the show, and we go longer, and it's added to the video. We can start another video that we could put up and just us yakking and podcasting of whatever. Donna,
they're making drummer jokes.
It might hang this guy up.
Okay, wait.
Thanks, Doug.
Now, don't worry about it. Somebody's trying to call in. Hold on. If it hangs, nah, I don't want to risk it.
Oh, it might be Kat. It might be Catherine Bleich.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Well, she didn't. Because what we had is that we put it on the hold. If I got the, I don't know how to use my Uber phone system. Anyway, the this is the point that I want to make. If we have a, we stop this video and we start another video, it could just be us talking. This is the one I'd want to put up on the bit, kind of whatever, and the bonus of go and get all the inside from the beginning, the beta launch day, kind of, and it's in Flash. You know, I can't change this. The settings on this won't go to, I don't know, whatever the hell else you need. So I'm
wondering. We might be able to do Flash. I'm not sure. That's a question for Oliver. I don't think so, but it's a possibility. I know I've uploaded .mov files, you know, MOV. I've uploaded Windows Media files.
Yeah, don't care. I got Flash. So I just need to know. And plus, yeah. And the reason was because it's smaller files that does whatever because the Uber geeks told me, and that's the way it is. So the thing is that I need to be able to do that, and I encourage you to get that to where I can because.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Well, I know we do convert, so we'll be able to do something like that.
Waiting on you now. All right, here we go.
LRN.FM on any phone, anytime. 213-493-0309. That's 213-493-0309.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Oh, and we're back. But you know what I can't get, man? I just can't get, because I can't get. You know, it's just I want to get, and I can't get enough. This is what I've been looking for a long time. And now that it's finally coming, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I'm more enthused. I got my Bitcoin to the moon canvas up again. I had to take it down. I'm going, look, man, they're not doing what I think they were supposed to be doing and should be doing what they promised to do. And I go, yeah, we're going to take it down for a while. Well. It's back up! Satisfaction. Yeah. Okay, what I want to do is we're going to see a good example is that we run the show in Flash and it's streamed to the Next News Network. We have the audio goes to several different networks. It's in broadcast out, different affiliate, whatever. But the thing is I can stop this video right now. I go ahead and I stop the video. We'll restart it. Then we'll have an after-show post of Drew and me and Doug and Mark, and we're getting all the secret behind the scenes of how we're going to make YouTube our bitch. I mean, partner with YouTube and be the commercialization of go over and watch my bit. But the and then we have Hollywood connections that we're already putting up different pilots that didn't make it or different Firefly. Firefly would never have gone away if it had watched my bit. That is my freaking point. You got some Fox News execs up there going, ew, it's too freedom, ew, the alliance is the big government of ew, and we're not going to into the black, ew. No, we're not, and you're done. You know, and then the fans brought it back with watch my bit. It would never have gone away. So I'm going, all right, I see where this is going. So I can take and we'll talk about all that, and we'll have a little post show, put it up on Watch My Bit. What would it get? I don't know, but we need to have the ability to put it up because I do it in Flash. So this is at the beginning times. We want to make sure that they have the ability to put all this stuff up. So I want to ask Drew real quick first. Drew, what are some of the features that you're hoping that they're going to be able to do that would make it easier for you?
I mean, it's there, embed. I already said that.
That's all you care about?
Yeah.
Everything else is good?
Yeah, you just embed it, and then I can put it on your site, my site, anybody else's site, and that's and it's more targeted. People would rather, I just feel that I'd have a better success rate if I was able to embed them in a particular blog post, you know, and sort of explain the videos. I think the description part, I mean, the page can be laid out a little better. There's a lot of sort of stuff that could be cleaned up there, but, you know, for the most part, it works.
How long have you guys had this to even be demonstrated? When did you even find out about it, Drew? How'd you even know?
I don't remember, but pretty quick. I mean, Doug told me about it and said, hey, put up some video. We were talking about something else. That's what it was. Doug and I were working on something else with video, and so this just kept coming up, and then finally he launched it. And so I knew about it before he even did it.
Well, what's it, Doug, when was it that you started having something online people could play with?
The beta site was up, I'd say, a month and a half ago, and Drew is one of our best testers. So he really hit it hard and broke things and reported things, and really appreciate that. Threw some Bitcoin his way. He is one of the earliest videos up there are Drew's videos.
Well, that was awesome. He was able to get our coverage at CES 2015 and put it up there. That doesn't suck.
No, and that came up fast. That is still a timely video. CES just ended, you know, so it's already up there and you can already watch it. And I paid $1 the other night to watch it.
Yeah, how much money you made on that? You got an account you're looking at?
No, it was like you and Doug were the only ones stupid enough to pay $1 for it.
No, add me in that. I did yesterday.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, see.
Hey, and I...
Go ahead.
I did it real quick from my change tip wallet.
I'm sorry?
I did it from my change tip wallet, too. I just copied the Bitcoin address and posted it in my change tip wallet.
That's
I didn't even pay it for my QR code.
That's another thing is, you know, I don't have, you know, you have like browser wallets like CryptoKit or Fiva or something like that. You know, the ability to have that Bitcoin address, you know, just function into your browser wallet where it just says, hey, this thing wants you to pay 7 cents, and then you click go. You don't even have to use your phone. Like that's such a, that yep. is, that's kind of, outdated, like that you would pull out your phone when your browser has Bitcoin on it and you make micropayments with a click of a mouse.
No, I can see. I can tell you where
it's
is.
Too many extra steps.
Well, I tell you where
That'll be happening. That'll be happening within a couple of months.
Okay, let me tell you where that is. You know, it's good for me because I take a lot of times I want to watch online content because through the Roku, you can't just like go to the internet and do whatever. You have to YouTube or something. But if I have on my phone, I can watch whatever on my phone, and I just swipe it to my TV. You know, it's up there. So I just use my phone as the remote, as the on button. You know, here, Bitcoin, boom, done. It's playing on my TV, as opposed to a lot of guys have to watch it on their computer. But when your TV becomes a computer and the phone... So I can see we can use all of this. So I can already use it right now.
That was the other point somebody made. It's like, if you're going to watch a video on your phone, how do you scan your phone from your phone? So it has to be a URI where they click it, and then it just opens Airbits or Mycelium or whatever.
Yeah, all the new stuff. I'm surprised it's as far along as it is, you know, already. So this is very, 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 very cool. So you're launching, you go into Miami. A lot of these guys, do they even know about it? I mean, their first, you know, inclination of what's going on may be the show.
Yeah, it's all about Oliver. He is the genius behind the code. And I am shocked at how fast he's been able to put this together, too. We're so excited to have him as our chief technical officer. I can't even tell you. So we'll have all those things, Drew, that you want in a matter of a month or two, my guess, especially after, you know, Ernie, you put us on the show here. We get some more attention in Miami. People are going to be all over this and pushing us. And like I said, we have an investor who we're able to hire a part-time coder now, and we're using Elance to get those teams. We'll be getting our Android and iOS apps shaped up, I would imagine, before summer, if not earlier.
Okay, now there's a activist friend of ours that, you know, supporter and uber geek app maker kind of guy that he's the only person that I emailed last night, and I said, you need to listen to this show. I just want, it's going to get your head a buzzing and all the different apps and everything and interface with and do and kind of, and he goes, ooh, I'm interested. So he's listening now. Okay, so I'm going, the applications that you're talking about, is there something open, your APIs are out there that people can interface with and do and play? I mean, how open are you going to be?
Well, not yet. I think the embed code will have to have some sort of callbacks to make them work or something. And again, that's a question for Oliver. I don't really know.
Well, but, I mean, what's the philosophy? I mean, how proprietary are you going to be?
Oh, well, I don't know. We'd like to be able to have people use this all over the place. Oh, well, here's an idea. Here's one thing. This code that we're creating, this is nothing new. We did not create a new blockchain. We did not create Bitcoin 2.0 platform. This is not a coin driven. It's just off-the-shelf Bitcoin technology. So at the risk of, you know, creating competitors out there, this is something that people have put together in the past and can do on their own. But gosh, you know, we're first to market, and we're going to have the Hollywood connection. And
first to market, Hollywood connection. I tell you right there, that's it. First to market, first to market, first to market. Others can come out. You know, I mean, it's like blockchain.info. They were the first, hello, but they're still a Bitcoin company. Hey, we're not interfaced with Canaan, we're Bitcoin. So they still maintain that kind of philosophical edge on that. And as these get better and better and better and better, it's going to be a competition of philosophies, you know, as much as it is technical abilities, and the tech will always come. It'll always get to what people want. I like AirBits because of the way it's a grandma adjust button for my wife. I still use mycelium for some other stuff and cold storage, and just went and got some computer to be offline, kind of deal with that. I've had blockchain.info. I got some stuff on. I use that for some stuff. I mean, it's different things, and they'll start to merge. And I may not necessarily want one, just one wallet, you know. But the thing is that let me ask Mark. Mark, what's the philosophy? I mean, I know you want to make some money and get some money, and we got about the money, but I can see creating and helping the competition. It may even support or make you more money. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think the more we can involve the community, I think it'll be a lot better. And we've already seen that. As Doug mentioned, the whole Drew with the agent concept of going out and finding new people. So I think it's definitely something that we're going to see.
Okay, now this is what we're going to do. We don't have to worry about commercials. I think we got most everything out there. Inspire people is like, yo, what's up? You know, what's up? This is what's coming. And there's going to be a buzz. If Miami Bitcoiners do not see the potential of this, I don't care. I understand the ramifications of having uncensored, untakedownable, whatever you want to call it, videos on the internet that they can't shut down channels, they can't shut down whatever, and you have the ability to reward people for providing the content immediately and split up however you want of the payment of the Bitcoin to it. While we got John Bush, Liberty Beat, covering the Ross Ulbricht trial, we'll have him on Friday, and he's going to be able to get paid using this platform. It's all over. What I'm going to do is we're going to start a new video right now, and then that may go up. We'll be right back.
Does this ever happen to
you? Okay, Donna, go
ahead. Moments after you're introduced to someone,
right,
you forget his
or
her name. It's
hold on, guys.
Started?
No, she's got to do. Hold on, don't mess it up. Just put in bone. Yeah, four is fine. Or a bonus. Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Jerry Dave.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Just tell him I'll talk to him soon. Just go ahead and talk to him. We'll talk to him in a little bit. Yeah, Jerry. Okay. Oh, that's Jerry. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Hold on.
I know what this is about.
Hello?
Hold on. Okay, let me put it on speaker. Jerry, I got you there.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to interrupt your show. I was just going to send you an email of something. I was going to get your email address.
Okay, publisher at freedomsphoenix.com. Are you listening to the show now?
No, I'm
okay.
Not on the show.
All right. This is a bonus section right now. This is a perfect example of what we need to do. I got you guys, Doug, Mark, I got you guys there?
I'm here.
Okay. Jerry Day, tell us right now the video channel, the YouTube channel that you have. How many views have you gotten?
About 5 million.
All right, 5 million views. If I showed a mechanism by which, write this down, watchmybit.com. Watchmybit.com. What if you had a platform that you could load all your videos up and you get there for a day to where the on button is them paying you Bitcoin, you know, a nickel a piece, a dime, something like that. You go ahead and you get payment for it. It's there for a day early. Then you can move it over to YouTube, or you put on YouTube a kind of a preemptive, you know, here it is, and you want to see it, go over there, and you make money. And for 10,000 views, you could get $2,500. Would that be of interest to you?
$1,500.
Not if they put it at 25 cents.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is that of interest to you, Mr. Jerry?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
I do me a favor and go ahead and go on Freedom's Phoenix, and when we get the archive of today's show up, go ahead and listen to today's show. It's for guys exactly like you. We'll go ahead and I'll talk to you later today, and you go ahead and send me what you want, publisher at freedomsphoenix.com. But you are the perfect person in mind for what we were talking about today. And you'll listen to the show and you'll go, holy crap, you can actually make some real money.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks. I'll check that out. Thanks. Good luck for the show.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, and we'll get it all pimped out, and I'll tell these guys who you are. Thanks, man.
Sure.
Bye. Okay. If you were to go Jerry, it's Jerry Day, right? Yeah. Are you guys familiar? He was the guy that came up and did during the Ron Paul Lovelution. He's been in the media. He's got Emmys and so on. He's another Hollywood contact kind of guy. And what happened was is that he could see what the Google trending was on all of the internet traffic. And this goes to this, you know, this Black Mirror episode that I watched last night. And he could see what the trending was and what was actually being reported by the media. And he's going, man, this is totally off. Do you guys remember that video?
Which one? Oh, I haven't seen it. I got to check it out.
You put Jerry Day Google trending Ron Paul Revolution or something. I guarantee it'll pop up. And if you see him, you go, oh, I remember this guy. You know, he's a lot of, you know, during the Revolution and all that kind of stuff, he was doing this. Now, I met him, and we've had him on and so on, but I met him personally at Libertopia, and we spent a long time talking. Well, we were also talking about, we build geodesic domes for doing our aquaponics and all that kind of stuff. He wants us to, like, you know, get four of them and take them up to his property in the mountains. He's got, like, you know, I don't know, 60 acres or something up in the mountains in California, east of LA. So he's like, yeah, you come on up and do him, pimp, and we'll do a show. And he runs everything off grid and solar and all that, and does all his productions and everything out in the middle of nothing. So he is a perfect example of what can make use of this, because that's what he does. And he is just like you, Doug, a video guy that, you know, went in to use the internet. So just put YouTube Jerry Day. Are you at a computer, Mark?
No, actually I'm not, but I can go grab it. I have a cockatiel that was chirping away, so I had to move away from it.
Yes, thank you. Slap that boy. Okay.
He hates when I'm on the phone.
I mean, get over it. So go ahead and do that. See, this is the thing that I'm going. When you get guys like him that have millions of views and so on, and they see what your platform does, and it doesn't, you know, take them any extra effort, and they definitely can make YouTube be their bitch after YouTube has been slapping around doing all their kind of crap and this stuff. He's gone through the same problems as anybody else, you know, and this is, he would be a very good example of this. And that's just fortuitous that he just happened to call, just wanted to send me something.
Yeah, thank you, Ernie. That's really cool.
Yeah, I got tons of these guys. Yeah, I get this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, who's going to pimp you out, man? Huh?
Right, I appreciate it. I know.
And it's been 2 days we've been talking about this. Who's your new best friend?
Hey, Ernie.
I like it.
Send me a Bitcoin address. I will put you down for like 5% of certain videos or something.
Damn Skippy.
Make sure Drew adds your address also to the CES splits.
You know, I tell you what, go on the top of freedomsphoenix.com. Mark, go ahead and do that. Just go to freedomsphoenix.com, top left. You'll see the contribution
QR. Wait a minute, Ernie, let me suggest this. Do a new address for these videos. Then you can see how much you're earning from it easier and just keep them separated.
Okay, I can do that with my AirBits thing. That's one thing I like about AirBits. It's so pimp. I go like this. Let's see. Let me do it right now. I think I can do this. I mean, this is definitely a demonstration of the grandpa adjust button. I'm guaranteeing freaking to you that. So I go in here and I say, all right, who do I want to send it to? I want to...
can you create a new address in Airbit's wallet, a separate one, and have several addresses that you can manage?
It does it automatically. Every time I send you a link to pay, it's a brand new one each time.
Okay.
Which is, that's my point, you know.
It's
so cool. Okay, so I'm going to do, here, make sure I get this right. Okay, receive. And I go, all right, how much? Doesn't matter. I'll just put, one Bitcoin or one BTC or something like that. Doesn't matter. And then I go next. And then how do I want to do this? I want to do SMS. And I want to send it to Doug because I think I got, Scribner. There it is. I put that in there and send. This can't be that easy. Okay. So let me go back and do this. Now, I'll send it to Mark, too. All right, and I go next, SMS, and then here, Donna, give me Mark's number here. Do you got his phone number?
Make sure it's Mark's cell phone, though. That's his...
You got... yes, no. Do you have Mark's cell phone number? That is his cell phone number. Okay.
The number we gave Donna was his office number.
Actually, no, that was my cell, Doug. I gave my cell.
Oh.
Okay, 1563 is your cell number?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 813...
Okay, I just got it.
Yeah, I already sent it to you. I'm going to send it to Mark.
Right.
Okay. 1567...
I'm going to go to my speakerphone, guys.
Done. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, send. Holy shit. Okay, so... Mark, you should be getting this like a nano moment from now. Go ahead and take a look, and you'll see that QR code is just to you. That's one thing about Airbits is when I send the code, what it does is it creates a new address for every request, like an invoice. So you can take that QR code, which is going to be different, I think, then I don't know, it might be the same one that because I put it in there that I sent, but I don't know. It works. I get it when you send it to me. It's all good. And I can see that it was the one that I sent to that number. It links it. So I can tell what it is. It's all encrypted. Nobody else knows, but it's done.
So, and send it to Drew and ask him, pretty please, Drew, cut me in for, 2% or 5% of the CES videos because, and then we'll add you to a couple.
Oh no, Drew! Yeah. Drew's definitely about Drew, man. He's you're lucky I let you be on air talent.
But he's got to pay the talent, yeah.
That's what I say, but whatever. Just let him. I don't worry about it. Drew can make some money on this. That's all cool. I'm just excited he even told me about it and that you guys are doing this. I'm freaking should pay him. So I'm fine. I just that's my payment. So go ahead and
we didn't even get into the charitable angle. We might want to talk about that for the after show.
Well, we're in the after show. Go ahead, do it.
All right. one of the big things that we find is, talking about the splits, we're going to have an easy setup where people can add a charity as one of their splits. So they could say, I'm donating 5% of every penny or every bit that comes in to XYZ charity. And we've linked up with David Duchovny, who runs Do a Bit of Good. It's a Bitcoin-based charitable organization. Mm-hmm. So
it's not David Duchovny. He's from the X-Files. It's David Duchini.
Oh, excuse me.
David Duchovny, that is a Hollywood connection.
Been watching too much Californication lately. Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay, so you have different charities that you can put in there and different percentages of doing whatever. Hold on, let me see if I can get Drew in here. I don't know what he's in. He wasn't feeling well yesterday.
And some of the charities that are listed over on Do a Bit of Good are LRN.FM, Bitcoin Not Bombs, Sean's Outpost, Antiwar.com. And we can certainly add Freedom's Phoenix.
Freaking A!
We've got free aid.
See, this is...
And we're going to make it so it's a one-click button. Oh, look, Bitcoin Not Bombs. Boom, you're sending money to them.
Definitely put Freedom's Phoenix in there. I've been... pimping all this stuff for so long with no love, and I'm just, but I'm just looking to promote the space and kind of whatever. But now it's time, because we're going to be, I'm spending a lot of money, you know, developing the back end to be even at the point that we can do this. Right now, Derek is, and Derek doesn't get paid. And, you know, I tell you what it is, it needs to go to Derek. You know, so what Derek is doing is creating the interfaces for a lot of this stuff. Because when I say, I'd like to, well, Derek looks at it and he goes, okay, yeah. Because I remember when you were talking about, well, the embed, it may be a month before we get, or 2 months, or kind of, and Derek made the point, he goes, Ernie, it doesn't take that long. What they're saying is they got a bunch of other stuff to do. It'd be a month before they get to it. It could take a day or two. And he goes, I'll go look at it. And I go, okay. And he goes, yeah, I can do this. And I'm going, man, as long as we start getting the right people involved on this kind of stuff, there's going to be a lot of really cool things happen really fast.
I agree. I think you're right. That's the neat thing about it. You know, we like to talk too. Doug and I kind of will sit and chat over like the long-term vision of this too. And there's a lot of different pieces that we can add to this. One of the big visions that we look at is trying to make this for an artist or a creator almost a one-stop shop that they can embed on their website. And let's say, you know, they're charging 25 cents or 30 cents for a video. At the end of that video, we would like to see where an artist coin pops up. So the artist can give you 5 or 10 coins. Now people can start collecting those artist coins, buy those coins, and eventually use those to go backstage at their show or buy some kind of premium. And it's just going to be a really neat kind of tool for artists to be able to create a whole kind of holistic platform.
Okay, let me tell you the one thing that makes all this even more possible is the anonymity of it. When you have, I'll give you a good example. It's whenever you start coming to the attention of government and they're using Second Life tokens as a currency in freaking China, then all of a sudden they go, ah, no, 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 no. I did an interview with Kraken at the Consumer Electronics Show, and they're talking about how they're, you know, helping with the research of the whatever and policy for the Japanese government of Mount Gok of, you know, how much we can be all buddies with the government kind of thing. And I'm just like, okay, I understand what, you know, I didn't make any real comment other than just let them talk, but I'm going, this is, and I'm not feeling comfortable with that, because when you have the things like you're talking about, we're doing flash mobs, we're doing crowds going to the mall there in Las Vegas where D Casino and Golden Gate, Golden State or wherever it is that is doing taking Bitcoins at the casinos, and it's a big giant party, and Tux Avant says, hey man, we're going to party in Las Vegas, party Bitcoin party, and we're going to do the zip line all the way down and hurl on all the people underneath or whatever. So I'm going, you know, we're going to go have some fun. And if they can see that, or see who makes money on that, or they start seeing too much accumulation of money in this one kind of, it puts targets on your back. But this, with the encryption ability and the distributed internet, they don't know. They can't find out.
Exactly.
How much did the drummer make? Well, who cares? And even if they do care, they can't see it. It allows for dissidents all over the world to be anonymous and to be able to do the coverage that they get rewarded for. It's always follow the money. This person got contribution from this guy that did this thing. We don't like it, and where's our sniper? So this whole thing allows for the dissemination. When we created the special editions and the interface with Freedom's Phoenix, the concept and what we've even used it for this kind of stuff was that we wanted, when the car bomb went off in Baghdad and the news is saying blah blah, like this thing, a perfect example, I didn't even spend 3 minutes on give a crap on all this stuff. They go in and lay waste to the newspaper guys in Paris. Okay, it's all the rage, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, because if they didn't create it, they're certainly going to try and take advantage of it. And there's Karl Rove on Fox News and Islamofascism, and we got to go bomb somebody. So I'm going, all right, what happens when you have the guy that didn't get wasted that's sitting in the cubicle next as the guys go out and he's got video, which is what this Black Mirror episode was just almost identical about? You got a guy with the video and he puts it up and he makes a gazillion dollars and nobody knows who it was. Nobody knows where they got the content. Nobody knows, you know, I mean, of course they can, you know, do all kinds of, you know, find out an actual on the ground investigation, but But you have the ability to do news coverage of things that they want to spin. Fox News and them want to spin into some freaking the next war, when you have the kid right there that does the smoking crater of the car bomb of this is what happened, and it just happened 10 seconds ago. I am so sick of the bullshit, like Sandy Hook, all the controversy around whether it even really happened or the way it happened. You have changed everything. The they, them, those cannot allow this to go by. And if you're using, oh my God, Amazon's, you know, cloud service along with the CIA next to the whatever, you better be thinking distributed internet or you won't have a business.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the way to go, we feel. Well, the nice thing about our setup is, the goal is people can be as famous or anonymous as they want as a content creator, and the same with viewers. You can be an anonymous viewer, or eventually we're going to have where you can sign up for an account and store credits and store your video, you know, all that kind of stuff. So if that's what you want to do. But the nice part about it is the option's going to be there, unlike every other platform.
And think about, you were talking about the news person, the journalism, and the activism. Here's one thing. Mark and I were libertarian street activists in California in 95 through 2005 or
whatever.
Right
with you, brother. Right with you.
Yeah, we were holding signs. We were doing Fiji outreach. We worked with Paymon Montehede closely with his convention. You know, we were helping with the LP conventions to make them less boring. We were doing that stuff.
You're there on April 15th every day getting the sheep information as they're putting their tax things, doing running for office, doing the sign make kind of part of love that. I get it, man. We're in the same category.
But the problem is we're going broke doing it, Ernie, because there's no way to pay it. Now, with this, you know, the first model here is John Bush on the street. If we can start getting the activists and these dissidents money so that they can continue doing what they do. Oh my God, most activists are like homeless people, and people get turned off by them. But now we can put them up in 5-star hotels if they make enough money with their content.
This is, the thing is, when you get promoted for content, it's a stupid crap. You know, Kim Kardashian, are you freaking kidding me? And then we find out that it's really just, phantom accounts that they're showing to, you know, escalate their account build of aren't we popular, and a lot of times it's all robo bullshit, you know. So if they want to robo bullshit me by giving me you know, real Bitcoin, well, they can robo bullshit me with Bitcoin all they want.
Yeah, that's the other advantage. The other advantage is that we, our paywall weeds out the bullcrap. Because,
ow,
you know, it's like the cream of the crop is going to float because the cream of the crop is valuable, and all the unvaluable crap I'm not going to be able to make any money on. Oh, and Ernie, the way we're going to do this, we're going to have a free preview function on our videos so that you can see a little bit of the production values before you go and spend your Bitcoin.
So the first 5 seconds, you better be charming.
Well, or we're going to allow the creator to pick whichever 5 seconds he wants, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, something like, yeah.
Absolutely, I would. You know, it's like they go in, so-and-so said, "What? Ooh, that's worth a nickel," you know. So I wonder what the actual high-value minute will be. I mean, you know, is it going to be like 4409, Shelton? He was doing a lot of videos during the Levolution and different things, and he was, you know, really showing what can be done. And at one time, he was making good money. I mean, thousands of dollars a month that he could make on his YouTube. And then they started, well, you got to do this, you got to do this, and you can't that, and kind of change and this, and you're screwed. And it certainly, with the kind of content that he had, I'm wondering, you know, how he would make use of this and be any day. It just needs to be stable. It needs to be,
well,
you know.
What he could do is he could just put the existing videos that he has on YouTube onto our platform. So mirror them on both places. And then if he markets this and tells his super fans, guys, you can watch this on YouTube for free. But if you want to watch my bit.com, it'll cost you 5 cents, and that goes to me to help the next video, even though it's been seen already.
He has 60 or 70,000 subscribers last time I looked.
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Yep. This is going to change the way. You know what's going to happen? YouTube's going to start doing this and taking Bitcoin. that's what's going to happen. Then y'all win anyway.
That's right.
And then your Bitcoin's worth a billion dollars, and you go, na, 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 na. You know, this is, I can see a win-win no matter how this rolls out. But I'm concerned that, you know, there's a whole bunch more red dots on your chest now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ernie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more worried now than I was before.
Damn Skippy. Sure. You know, I was worried for you the second I, you know, heard about it, but I'm going, it's the concept. See, the one thing with the distributed internet and yours as a layer of, you know, a player layer, you know, oh, and I got bitplayer.tips, you know, and the reason when I went on BitPlayer, I knew it was going to be kind of stage stuff. So bitplayer.com.
What is that? What is you saying? What is that website?
bitplayer.tips.
And what does it do? Is that your site?
Yeah, I just went and got the domain yesterday because I was talking to you guys.
So I go
because what I need is I need a bit player embedded, you know, on the surface. You know, I need a bit player where I can play and do the distributed. I'm going, bit player. I went and looked, and of course it's all theatrical stuff. You know, bitplayer.com. You'd be a bit player in a movie, a bit player. And I'm going, yeah, that's it. I got bitplayer.net. I got that too, just cause. And then I see they had an option here. Look, bitplayer.tips. I go, done. Mine. Because what
we want you and other artists to be able to do whatever they want with this platform. You know, we don't care how you use it.
Well, you know, the thing is, if I put BitPlayer, what would I use it for? Well, it may be, you know, forward to our video page, which is what Derek is working on right, not later. Yesterday and today, we were already reformatting the media pages for the show. You know, Freedom's Phoenix, Declare Your Independence show has its own TV, video, and audio channels. Well, we took the embed of the videos and put it into the audio and just made it one, you know, more convenient, because we used to split the show up in the video version and the audio version, and we just put the audio and video together. It's just easier that way. But we still had the infrastructure for the video channel. So what he's doing is taking that video channel and making it interfaceable with the distributed internet and your service. And when we come up with the embedded player layer, you know, my bitplayer.tips, is that's where I would put whoever develops it. You guys, Derek, I, whatever, I don't care. We take that. And that player, that ability to do that, will certainly be downloadable or available or forwarded, you know, have links to the promotion of what you're doing, because I see the bitplayer.tips as the layer where everybody can do their content regardless of how it gets up and where on the distributed internet. They just need an on button. You see my point?
Definitely. That definitely makes sense. It's an idea of just being able to have easy access. And yeah, just a play button. That's a good way of putting it.
So where do I promote the play button for Bitcoin distribution, like you're doing it, the way you guys are developing this, for all the distributed content that I just go out there and find, and if I can't find it, I put it up. You go on, do this. I want you to do Mark, you'll see exactly what I mean. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Tell me when you're there.
On it.
Okay, at the top navigational bar, right below the banner, the masthead at the top, you'll see the navigation bar. About in the center to the right, it says Special Editions.
I see that.
When it drops down, about the fourth one down, it'll say Ernie's Favorites.
I see that.
Okay, let's go ahead and show the audience this. Now, when you go into that and you see... okay, why am I not getting... Okay, I go to Freedom's Phoenix. I go to the... it's not the same on this browser. And I go to Special Editions. Are you kidding me?
Spider bite treatment, I like that. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, no, that saved my ass so many times. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many people benefited from that. It's the veterans. This is my point. The veterinarians, they get bit by spiders all the time. Well, there is a steroid, just a tenth of a cc. They just put in a spider bite. Boom, done. It's fixed and done. I did it. I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? It was going to mess up my freaking vacation one time. I'm like, oh, hell no. So, you know, it's anyway, so you go to the special edition and you see my favorites. Now, if you scroll down on the left, about 10 down, about middle of the page, you'll see it says Power of Nightmares or Century of the Self. Century of the Self. It's a BBC thing. It's a really cool manifestation of why you have all this marketing, where PR came from and Bernays stuff and all that kind of crap, right? So, sure. God, I got to get the special edition on mine. It's not... It's this browser. It's a different formatting. I got to talk to Derek about that. Well, anyway, so the special edition, I just go... Ernie's favorite. So I just do a search.
Hey guys, just FYI, I'm driving into the Wisconsin Dells. I got a strong signal, but I know that when I get to the other side of the Dells, that's when my cell service starts to go out. So I'm here, but not for much longer,
okay.
Possibly.
Now, if you go to Freedom's Phoenix, Ernie's Favorites Edition, and I go down, and you see that one that says Century of the Self full length documentary. Are you seeing it, Mark?
I'm looking at that. Let's see, Century, let me go back up.
It's about
the
middle
top
of the page on Ernie's Favorites on the left side, and it's a red square.
Let's keep going down there.
About halfway down.
Oh, there we go. Century of the Self-Fulfilling Prophecy.
Okay, now click on that. Now, there's a bunch like this, but this is a perfect example. You click on that, and every time I link to it, it's always up on the internet. They put it here, they put it there, and they keep moving it and changing it, and I keep having to go back and relink it so people can see it, okay? If I were to make this to where it's on the distributed internet, then it's always in the same place. It's accessible by whatever, you know, Namecoin or the link or however they're indexing over there it is, all right? So for me to go find it again, be a pain in the ass. But here I would have the embed layer, player layer, which we'd promote on, you know, bitplayer.tips, okay, to where that layer would be up there and it'd have your QR code thing up there. And I go blip, and there it is. It plays. And I don't have to keep doing this.
That's one of the ideas, too, is for people to have their own page. And, you know, the nice thing about it, you could even get a Bitcoin address from the people who made the movie. Give them a piece of the action, too, if people are paying for it.
Yeah, no, it's just like what Drew did when he put up his CES stuff. He used that, I'm all about that Bitcoin, about that Bitcoin, okay? So what does he do? He sends her $10 and, you know, thanks and peace, and she's like, cool. So what does she do? She goes and promotes your thing because it's got her song in it.
Exactly.
You know, so this is, you know, so it gives the ability to promote something. They want to promote it more and more and more, not because they get a nano freaking cent of YouTube kind of crap. I mean, you could really make some money. John Bush is going to make money. You're going to make money on this Ross Ulbricht thing. Who else is doing that? Where's the platform for that? You know, but
and you're changing the world. Making money, changing the
changing
world.
Changing the world, where they do not want you making money. I guarantee changing the world, making money, those two don't go together for the bad guys, all right? So, because they determine what is important and done, and the talking head says something about, I can't watch any news program and not feel like I want my brain cells back. We were in Las Vegas, and I said, you know, I'll go up and, we got the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the local paper there, and I take it over, and this is what happened. I put it on the table at Starbucks in Venetian there, and I put it on the table, and she didn't charge me for the paper, and I realized it when I sat down. I opened it up and looked like whether I want to go pay for this thing. I opened it up. I looked, crap, 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 you know, Islamo-fascist terrorism, Paris kind of crap, 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 crap. And I go, you know, I want my brain. I already feel like they owe me for looking at it. So I went
exactly.
And I put it back on the rack. Screw that. And I go look at Freedom's Phoenix. So I'm just going, this is it. It's content that's not what they say that you want it. Vince Aprinowitz, which was Las Vegas Review-Journal editor, this is the point that he made in the 90s. We wrote an article while he was Las Vegas Review-Journal editor there. We wrote it. We had an article that he had written on how newspapers work. And he goes, it's like this. He goes, wait 3 weeks because the BS is just so much crap that you go and find out later, you do some research, you find all these school shootings was everybody was on Ritalin. You know, he goes, it's a chemical thing. They don't want to tell you that. You know, it's always about the gun or something. No, it's about these pharmaceuticals and all these kids on this crap. God forbid they take off. They got to go on a 3-day suicide watch as they, get off of the drugs. So it's like, so he says, this is the kind of stuff they're not telling you. And he goes, how it works is you look at, and he sit down. He goes, I sit down in the editorial board meetings and the news editors, and we sit there. What's on the front page of the newspaper of record, the New York Times? And if it's on, and you sit there and watch it, if it's on the front page of the New York Times, it better be on the front page of your local paper. Why? Because. I go, are you freaking kidding me? If the front page lead story is something that's going on in New York City, well, then you can put something that's going on in Phoenix or Las Vegas, your own little city paper kind of thing. They are following a form. It's just the same thing I saw on talk radio. In radio news, when I started doing radio in 03, I saw it happen. You would get these faxes that would come in. They'd rip and read whatever the hell some news service told them. Or you'd have different services like, here's what Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and No Really is sitting there doing, reading on whatever, and you better be too. And it was just an echo chamber of the same BS. And I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? So we, 2 years after I started radio, we, and the video started hitting the internet, that's when we started Freedom's Phoenix. And we advertised in Talker Magazine, and the ad, display ad said this: top producer's tool. Know at least as much as your audience. Freedomsphoenix.com. And the reason was because the audience were smarter than the talk show host. Screw you, I'm going to do my own podcast. So what happened is I have so many radio. The reason we publish Freedom's Phoenix at 1 a.m. in the morning is so on the East Coast it's there by 4 a.m. when we're on Pacific time. At 4 a.m. they get the content for that day's radio show. Then we do it at 1 p.m. in the afternoon so they get the updated version of what's happened in the morning for their afternoon drive radio shows. We understood how the internet was being used. They needed, because what do they use? Drudge Report. You know, they use all this other. Well, Freedom's Phoenix was the liberty oriented into the media, the talk shows for this. So that's why we did this, is our penetration into the matrix. But it's gotten to the point to where that penetration into their matrix, nobody's paying attention anymore. And the way that we're going to be able to extract from that is to pay the content providers for providing quality content. And fortunately, we had motivated, libertarian-oriented creators of content that were saving the world, and now they're going to be able to get paid for it. Bad guys are so freaking toast, and it's because I've been waiting for this. Do you understand the logic? And you guys understand probably more than most, because you're just like I. You're in your late 40s to mid 50s. You understand what this is. This is the manifestation of everything we've been screaming about. To where they go, well, we buy our ink by the barrel, and screw you. And we would do our local newspapers anyway, and then we could do. We were first in June of 11. We're starting to put entire magazines online. I got 36 editions of Freedom's Phoenix magazine before they even thought about it. So I'm going, you guys can all suck it. And what I've been waiting on is this. This is going to change the world. There, you have another dozen red little dots on your chest. You're welcome.
Thanks so much. No, I totally agree. That's the idea of what we're hoping for is it is. It's going to give a whole new alternative out there. I wrote an article that I ended up getting posted on Independent Political Report, IPR, and I basically said how Gen X, I think, is the most, or not Gen X, excuse me, the millennial generation, the kids under 32, like 15 to 32, they're the most libertarian generation out there, but they don't know it.
By default. They think
they're liberals. By default. They think they're liberal, though, and they are liberal in the idea of that they're very socially tolerant and so forth, which is great, because we can work with that. And they're not really pro-government. They're just kind of they're anti-institution.
But they're leave me aloneist.
Corporate and anti-government.
They're just leave me aloneist. I vote leave me. They go, Ernie, what are you? You're a libertarian and anarchist or this or that? And I go, I'm a leave me aloneist. That's it.
Yeah, that's done. A great way to term it. But what they're doing, they're creating these alternative systems, or at least enjoying these alternative systems. You know, the Uber and Lyft and those car share and AirNib or Airbnb, all of those different types of things, those are all millennial driven right now. Bitcoin, you look at the demographics of Bitcoin, the largest percentage of people that are into Bitcoin are in their 20s.
I got so all of these buggy whip manufacturers running around screaming about how, you know, save me, save me, save me. You know, my taxi service of I and you're not allowed. I mean, we have always thought, this is so stupid. If I just get, oh, I tell you this, this is a perfect example. We're at the Consumer Electronics Show. There's some Chinese guy that, you know, I'm not sure how good his English is going to be on the radio, but I want to pimp his product because this is what he did. I'm sure this is already there, you know, but he goes out and he says it's smart shipping. He's going, anybody taking trips? Hey, I put up, I'm going from, you know, Tucson to Vegas and I happen to be in whatever. I'm driving to Wisconsin or I'm going to Florida, whatever. Anybody got a package? And they just go on, yeah, I need this package done. It's like Uber for UPS, FedEx kind of stuff. It's Uber for taking packages.
Mark, weren't we just talking about that like a month ago? Like we got
about a month ago, yeah.
You better get on it, man.
I'm glad somebody did it because, you know, I've got family in Montana. Mark's in Utah. Oliver's in Arizona. If I'm flying out there, I want to bring a package and defer my flight.
Tickets. Right. Right. I wanted, you know, a good example is I had to fly with my son in his plane Saturday so I can go up to Las Vegas for Tux Event to help me do the transaction, learn mycelium of the cold storage of the whatever, and we trade a little bit of silver just because. Okay? So I can't, you know, it was enough that I didn't want to take it on the plane. I didn't want to get the anal probe of what's this, you know? So I'm going, you know, you guys can suck it. But if I get the package thing and I got the trust of somebody and they got a high rating of whatever, I can send the model of the, what, you know, some widget of 3D printed or get my thing and it cost almost nothing because they're going anyway and pay for his gas. I'm just like, this, it's done, man. It's over, 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 over. And the what you have done and the applied, it can be used in so many different ways, a layer of a bit player. It's a bit player to anything, any media, any information, any files. It is a bit player. .tips. So I'm going, this is, so that's why I did it. I went looking, it said .tips. I'm going, aren't you jealous? Come on, say you're jealous. Come on.
I do. I kind of bummed about that.
I know. And I was afraid. I'm going, God, if I even go off the page, it may not be. I'm going to get it right now. Damn.
What is it again? It's dot tips as in tipping a waitress?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitplayer.tips. Cool. I didn't even know that would be available. It just showed up and I go, done. Mine. Next.
I've never even heard of dot tips.
I don't know. Go yell at GoDaddy.
There's a lot of dots now. All kinds of different dots.
We have, because we wanted a short, when we do our newspaper, we're doing a newspaper. And just like the magazine, it'll be online, all that kind of stuff. But we're actually physically printing a newspaper. How do you make a newspaper interactive with the internet? It's instead of having hyperlinks in it, you have QR codes. So as you're sitting there reading the newspaper, you just blip it with your phone and it goes to the video. It goes to the site. It goes to whatever. You're using QR codes. So I'm going,
yeah,
okay, that's how we're doing that. We'll be, you know, promoting this. And then, you know, do we have a tip thing? You want to watch this? And what's the first thing it has? Over the video, it'll have, you know, a Bitcoin. Man, you want to get the full use out of this newspaper. It's interactive with the internet. You better be having some Bitcoin. See, I'm going, I had the exact same pushback when I started planning Freedom's Phoenix in forever, but when we started implementing it in 05, they're going, you're not going to be able to get the use that you want because people on dial-up aren't going to be able to, the page is going to load too slow, there's too many graphics, there's too much whatever, so we streamlined it and it forced us to, you know, kind of get it more streamlined, and we're still working on that. But what I planned for was, of course, it's going to be video and graphics and Uber, whatever, ain't it cool. But the thing is that now I'm thinking the same thing for the video. And what I'm looking into the future. I'm done with, you know, legacy. That's why, Ernie, you should YouTube this more and you should show some media more. And how come you're not really pimping and pushing the Facebook and the Twitter? I got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all that stuff. And I'm just so sick of it. And I go, look, I don't care. Yeah, but you're missing that. I don't care. I'm not helping the man. I'm not doing that. I'm planning on the future. Derek is working. When I had MadeSafe, it was a year ago, and I first found out about MadeSafe was last February or so. We had them on. We talked about it. I went to New York Bitcoin Conference, met with them. They were very appreciative of just this kind of conversation. We had the show. The retweet that they did to push, you know, their press that they had gotten out for them coming to New York was retweeted 40,000 times. and they got Bloomberg and Forbes and everything, and they're very appreciative because from the standpoint of a Lovolutionary kind of did the Lovolution logo guy, you know, the grandfather of, as I come in, I understood what this meant to Generation Next and how, you know, distributed internet was going to be, because that's what I thought it was going to be. When you guys and us got our first email accounts back in the early 90s or something, we were dialing up the bulletin boards, uploading, downloading, it was all off the grid unless they were, you know, sucking it from the copper lines. But the thing is, when they went to World Wide Web, all of a sudden they just tap in the prism of AT&T, Google, Verizon, and you're our bitch now. And I'm going, yep, there we go, we lost all this. So encryption will come and rescue us someday. So now we're going back to distributed internet, we're going back to that BBS kind of thing with encryption. Because I remember what they did to Phil Zimmerman and PGP and all those trials, it's just like Ross Ulbricht kind of thing. So we've been through this before. We already know where this goes. So when I'm saying, all right, you have the encryption of a Bitcoin for every bit of data out there. You get it up, you get paid for it, you do the bit player, you put it on distributed internet. I see what this means. I've been waiting for this forever, because if they, them, those can control something, the content, where the money goes, what they raid, who they arrest, all this other stuff, the distance, or get the laser beams on, you know, with, from sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads, okay? I'm going, all right, if we can bypass that, it changes the world. That's what I've been waiting on.
We totally, that's what we feel, because, you know, as Doug was saying, we were activists a long time ago. We worked on the Steve Covey for governor campaign back in 98, and we created a commercial. We, you know, it was a South Park spoof. We ended up winning a Polly Award for it. It
awesome.
Was, you know, it was a great, you know, great, funny commercial. But the problem is we didn't have the distribution channels like we have now. We had the internet, but we couldn't do much with it. We, you know, got it on a few stations, and we ended up getting a couple of stations to run it for free. People that were pro Steve Covey, they actually ran the commercial for free and ended up on Fox News with Britt Hume. He played it, so, you know, as just showing how that, you know, we made this funny commercial. But I'm thinking about the type of activism that people could be doing now, especially with a platform like ours and just distributed internet, you know, or the MadeSafe type platform. It's just amazing what's going to go on in just the Liberty Movement. I think it's dramatic.
They did, when MadeSafe, we went to New York and they had the launch of their funding thing, and it was like 7 million, 5 million, 7 million, something in 5 hours. Their full thing, they had it for like a 3 month, we're going to do in different stages or whatever, and boom, 5 hours done. And I go, I told David Irvin, I said, look, that's why, one big reason why I want to go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference to hook up with David and Nick and say, yo, what's up? And I'm going, I don't think you understand the market. The reason I'm so supportive of pushing this concept is because not only is it necessary, needed in the next wave of humanity here, but I want to demonstrate the free market support for just what you're doing. And they go, well, it'll take. I go, no, I don't think you understand. This is going to go stupid. And boom, it did. And I'm going, Neon, I freaking told you so. And that's what I see, the exact same feel as I'm getting for you. This is going to go plaid. And those that watch Spaceballs know what I mean. So anyway, I go, this is going to go stupid.
Man, if we have Ernest Hancock's prediction engine saying that we're going to go stupid, I think that's exciting. Thanks, Ernie. Push the stupid button, because that's what we want.
You know, I think what's going to happen when you go to Miami, they're going to kind of, and here comes the venture capital. There's going to be somebody with some money and, oh, damn, can I help, be part of, give me my cut, okay? So I'm going, so you got to be careful who you associate with. The other thing is when you go to the YouTube and whatever, and you kind of, you know, YouTube, you know, make YouTube, you know, a real partner in your rating or something, however you want to phrase it, but it's going to come down under your breath, yeah, they're going to be our bitch. You know, which suits the crap out of me, because I am so sick of whenever you come up with a good app, it's going to be, it's Twitter, you know, it's Instagram, it's Pinterest, it's YouTube, it's whatever, and it gets sucked into the conglomeration of we rule you. So now it's a battle over, you know, Google versus Yahoo versus Verizon versus whatever the hell, and Microsucks or something like that, and I'm going, oh, okay, and then it's just a battle over who owns them. Well, they're all NSA'd. You know, you read the article that was in Newsweek, Julian Assange talking about his meeting with Eric Schmidt. Have you guys seen that?
No, I have not. No, I have heard of that.
Write this down.
I have not.
Write it down. Julian Assange, Eric Schmidt, Newsweek. You do that, it'll come up. It was just a month or two ago. Scared the crap out of me how deeply embedded Google is with the State Department. They might as well be foreign policy. So I'm like, I have never, you know, and Zuckerberg, I learned to speak Chinese, and we're going to comply with, and we're going to get, and you're not allowed to put up, and we change, and you just tell us who, so we can be here and kind of whatever, and suck it. So I'm going, the distributed internet is going to provide for people to do the same social networking, all better, and reward for my individual preferences for whatever the heck it is. But they're going to put up, you know, people throw it, and, you know, it's going to be a real cat. A pult into Soro cactuses. And I go, yeah, I can live with that. You know, but the thing is, I'm going, you know, I understand there's going to be a lot of bad content up there. I want to be able to determine what I watch. I want the controls, not them.
Exactly. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of what one of my fears actually is, that we will have people like a Google or so forth wanting to buy us out to shut us down, you know, and I'm sure they would make it very tempting, but that's kind of the thing that I know we want to try and keep this as something that's going for the masses.
Doesn't make any difference.
I just hope it takes off.
Doesn't make any difference. Let them. You go, when it reaches 100 million, you fork it over right here, and we'll just go ahead and do this. Nobody knows who we are, distributed of it. You can't stop it in any way. Bite me. I mean, what do
exactly.
I care?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it wouldn't stop it, and, you know, I'll take it.
I mean, you might want to take it.
Keep going.
Because you're going to get demented. There's going to be new tech and new and big giant money and kind of squash you out. And kind of once the concept is out there, hell, cash out. What difference does it make? You accomplish what you wanted anyway.
Exactly.
You know, so I it's not going to stop it. You know, the thing is, and that's why you need to have that attitude of you encourage competition. And that's one thing that I see in the Bitcoin space. You know, when we were at CES, you'll have competing wallets and competing, you know, ideology and competing, but we're still at the early stage enough to where the competition is welcomed because it's developing the space. You know, then people will get it all anal about whatever. But what I wanted to see is to make sure the leave me aloneist perspective and philosophy was dominated by this whole concept. That's what I needed to see.
You know, one of our, I don't even know if they're going to be one of our competitors, but Ernie, have you heard of BitShares and BitShares Music?
BitShares, we had the guy on. I can't remember his name. But it was an off-chain kind of thing that he's doing something. So I remember us interviewing him, and it was kind of the beginning of the multi-sig and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's a sort of a Bitcoin 2.0 layer, or it might even be its own blockchain. But they came out with BitShares Music, which is going to, their goal is to replace iTunes with artists who can create their own coin, download the songs, and then if you own that artist's coin and that artist takes off, then you get residuals because you've invested in that artist's coin. So they've got a very big, grandiose vision. It took a 2.0 Bitcoin platform to do it. They're not even going to launch until the spring. But they did say they want to do streaming media, streaming video after that. So that could take another while. But I think that would be great if they did that. And they might even be a competitor, but still, there's room for all kinds of this. And that would be exciting because then they may have a built-in artist coin generator, which we're talking about, but this is going to be a blockchain where your MP3 file is somehow, like, you know, in the blockchain, and that's where it comes from. It combines ideas of Tor and distributed dimensions and media and stuff. So,
yeah, see, going to the distributed made-safe route with your player layer, you know, makes them already antiquated. It's already old tech already. I mean, I see yours, that ability being better tech. See, my thing is that, let's say I want to have music videos of whatever the heck I want, or coverage, or live band stuff. See, that's why we're iPhones. You can put a kill zone. People go to concerts and you can't record or something. I mean, they're just like, no, you're not allowed. The media is done dead and kind of, and I'm going, what? They can do that? They're streaming or something? So what you guys have, the distributed internet, makes all that antiquated, in my opinion. Plus, that it's gone straight to Bitcoin itself. I don't have to go to another place. I mean, I'm sure they'll have their own successes and artists will want to do and whatever. But your concept is much simpler, in my opinion.
Oh, exactly. I agree. That's what I think. And that's what we wanted to make it, is simple. And it's not just that we wanted to make something for the video idea. It's a way to promote Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Because as we say, you know, if you're a Bitcoin evangelist, our platform's the thing to use. You know, and sure, we're being selfish because we want it shown more. But it's an easy way to show people the power of Bitcoin. So that's one of the big things. We wanted to get adoption of Bitcoin growing also. And, you know, obviously media is a way to do it.
You want to be first to market.
A lot of people.
You want to be first to market, show that it works, and then have a crap load of competition going out and pushing and doing, and you be the better and you get most of it anyway. Because it builds the market.
Yeah.
It's good. Which is the attitude that I see in Bitcoin in general, is that everybody's promoting everybody of everybody and kind of doing whatever, because it makes it greater value to everybody. But the problem is that it's going to start getting to where I'm already starting to see it. Well, ours does this and they're done and mine's better, and kind of, and as time goes on, they all start to, you know, have all the same features anyway because of what Bitcoin supplies and just the ideas that people come up with, they can incorporate into their wallet. Because the people that do Bitcoin are generally, you know, some of them, you know, they do this and they go away. They're not so proprietary. You know, it's like, look, the code that does and allows this feature, everybody can do. And I want to see the guy goes, oh, you can't do that. You're not allowed. And I have intellectual property on how I handle ones and zeros. And I'm going, yeah. And don't download that guy's app. You know, screw him.
Yeah.
So you need to be open on this. I know the tendency to, like, you want to be secret and kind of proprietary and do it, and then you gotta resist that, because the promotion of this is going to be just from the Bitcoin that you have. The promotion of this, you're going to make way more money just to increase in value of your Bitcoin than you are from your freaking app because of what your app provided.
Yeah, that is something that we've talked about.
Yeah,
Mark, the idea of, you know, do we want to go the route of trying to patent things and so forth. And
no,
we really don't. That, you know, we're going to do a lot of things with you know, contracts on block sign and Creative Commons licensing and things that, you know, we're not having to worry, where we're just having the government as a partner, where the government's the,
yeah, stop that.
Money.
You and I know better. You dance with them, you know, just, ew. It's forms filling it. When I heard that you guys were doing artist agreements of the point, that I'm going, man, you're going down the wrong road. This just guaranteed, you know, problem and access of they screw you. When you get to where that doesn't matter and it's just the tech that people are democratized in their use of it in a free market, boom shakalaka, the chains are off and you can do whatever you want. And because of the distributed ability of what Storage and MadeSafe is doing, has for the first time provided this. First I was looking for the ability to even have video on the internet. Now I'm looking for the ability of they can't stop and touch it, because I didn't anticipate that they were going to be able to consolidate control so much on something like YouTube. And they say, oh, I'm sorry, Mox News, you're not allowed. 65,000 videos went away. I go, are you freaking kidding me? You just guaranteed that we're going to backhand the shit out of government because you guys are doing this. We're going to Dissident Central and getting paid for it with Watch My Bit, na 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 na.
Amen.
I mean, am I an evangelizer or what?
I like it. I like it. We're going to have some clips of this just on our site, I think.
Well, I already see it. I see it. Because this is what I cover. You know, I'm looking at the tech. The only kind of, you know, the thing that I wanted to put in today's show on the front of Freedom's Phoenix, there was at MIT, they just came up with the ability to measure individual photons. What that means is, here comes quantum computing. when quantum computing, all of a sudden, you know, blockchain encryption kind of, So the techies in the space need to kind of start using quantum whatever to protect in the blockchain. I had this very conversation with Paul Poy and some of the other guys, and they're just going, yep, you know, as they start to develop this, we have to match it, and it's an encryption arms race, you know, with the NSA and the world. So I'm going, okay, we don't want to ignore this. You don't want to get it all done, and then and they're all ours now. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, so this is, you know, when I talk to like Tuxedo and so on, you know, these guys, a lot of people, oh, no, it'll never happen. I'm going, you kid, you have no idea. You know, so the older guys like us look at this and go, if they can, they are. So I just need to know if they can. So we need to stay ahead of the tech, you know, and be aware of this. That's why we put the quantum stuff up. MIT being able to measure a single photon, I'm going, wow. You go watch a TED Talk, they have cameras now that can measure a trillionth of a second. You see light move, a pulse of light.
That's amazing.
And they have to where they take cameras or lasers through windows at a distance from space, watching a leaf next to people talking and reconstruct speech from visual from a satellite.
That's amazing.
I mean, you got to keep track of this crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, a lot of people always think, oh, thing, you know, time changes. It takes so long to change things. And that's probably true, but I think when change happens, it changes fast. I forget which book I read it in, but they say history doesn't crawl, it leaps, which is true. You know, you have history and then all of a sudden, boom, there's the next leap to the next phase. And I think we're right on the cusp of that next phase.
This is how I express it to my audience. I go, look, it won't happen all at once. You'll see all this stuff glow on the horizon kind of thing, but it will happen overnight. All of a sudden, it's like Monday and you go, what the hell just happened? You know, and I see that glow. It's coming. All of a sudden, boom, you know, the sun's going to pop up. I mean, bam. Again, like Spaceballs, boom, the sun's there. So,
Once we hit 10% market adoption is 1% will shoot us up to 10% pretty fast, but then 10% gets you to 50% in a matter of a few years. I think the internet went from 50% to 90% in like 5 years. You know, went to 10 to 50 in 4 years. So that's the way things are going to happen. It just needs to get up high enough on that S curve, which I think we're getting close.
Which is why I look at things like Ben Law, what's his jerk, over at New York, the Department of Financial Services, and they start coming out and doing the heavy hand and arresting and we rule and all that kind of stuff. They just showed their hand. You know, when I was at New York Bitcoin Conference and talking to some of the attorneys and Representative Schumer kind of crap, and I looked at them, and you could see their eyes. You know, they were kind of like, we already know, we got, and kind of, you guys are screwed, and you don't understand, you dummies. And I'm going, wow, they have already come up with the mindset of they're going to rule the space, that they're going to determine, because what are they looking at? Bitcoin Foundation. The Bitcoin Foundation is, you know, how much sex they can have with Uncle Sam. So I'm going, you know, this is like, ew. You know what? But so what's Cody Wilson do? He's going to be on for 3 hours next Tuesday. Cody Wilson's come on about his run for the Bitcoin Foundation board to shut it down. Well, that conversation is going to demonstrate that the Bitcoin Foundation does not represent the users of Bitcoin or even the tech. It's just how much influence they're trying to get to make it all nice for the government. Well, Paul Snow, talking to him at CES, and we were, you know, having a good conversation. We had him at the Freedom Summit. We go to, you know, we're friends. He's been on for, you know, hours at a time, so we're good. But, you know, he's of the opinion that, well, you know, Cody's causing more damage than good. And he wants to debate Cody. I go, not a problem. Boom. I call Cody on the way down to Phoenix. Cody says, I'll do it. Let's do it. I called Paul. I said, all right, he's doing it. Let's do it. And I don't know if Paul, he hadn't responded. So I don't know if Paul's going to come on next Tuesday to have this debate with Cody. And it was Paul's idea. You know, so I'm going, all right, let's rock. Well, maybe not. Why? Because it's going to demonstrate what's really going on with the foundation. They are representing the buggy whip manufacturers. They want to, you know, interface. I had the girl from Cointelegraph. What's her name? Toni Casterly or something. Are you familiar with her? She was, she's a journalist at Starts a Magazine, whatever, nice girl. We were having a talk, and one of her main concerns, she's trying to make nice, and she says, well, we got to be concerned about the unemployed bankers. We got to make sure that they, you know, they transition into the work. We just don't want to put them out of work. I'm like, why not? why not?
Exactly.
That is not my concern, you know. So they're feeling that the pushback, they're trying to placate the buggy whip manufacturer union. And I'm going, I am not, because they don't give a crap about me, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, we're done. Hey, man, it's great to have this extra show. We can ramble on forever. But I wanted to make sure we are able to demonstrate our vision, that what our focus is, our motivations, what's coming, what your schedule is looking like, that it's actually working, that we have other ideas that are coming in. And hopefully there's some other geeks out there listening to this and go, well, hell, man, we need to start working on it. I go, yeah, but they got it first. Watch my bit. Okay, so you got the launch with this, with Bush doing the Ross Ulbricht thing, with the stuff from CES that Drew has up there. I got Freedom Summit videos I haven't published anywhere waiting for this opportunity. I got content coming out the rear. Think about it. I've also been covering Bitcoin since, what, 9, 10, back when it was like nothing, you know? And I have interviews with all the boys, okay? And I take just the Bitcoin hours that we have and put up there from a history of what they were saying back then to now and so on. That would be of interest for a nickel for somebody, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a history page, exactly. Bitcoin history would be great.
Yeah, I think so. You know, because I developed the funding center and the marketplace that we have on Freedom's Phoenix all around the aspect of its anonymity. And then I find out that, well, it's pseudo-anonymous. I had to look up pseudo, and it means not. Okay? So I'm going, you know, this is not what they promised, but Tux Event was helping me. Yes, it can be if you know how to use the paper wallet and so on. So what do? I go to Fry's Electronics. I buy me a $300 computer that's never going to touch the internet to sit in my gun room along next to my little cheapy colored printer of never going to touch anything, and I can do paper wallet. Now I feel comfortable to put Bitcoin to the moon back up behind me up here. You know, I took that. I go, man, it's not. If you're not going to be, I'm not advocating until now that I know that I can do this. So I'm going, okay. I feel better. And the guy, and you guys being out there, all of these features have I've been looking for decades has now started to merge into it's possible. The man is so toast that the only thing they can do is pay attention to us is World War 15. You know, I can see it coming, and we got to have a solution before they even get to it that leapfrogs, like you're saying, Doug, past this. And I want to help. Please keep me informed. We had real good success with Made Safe and helping with their launch and so on. I'm very appreciative of that. And I want to do the same thing here, because it's not just the tech. It's the use of it. It's the philosophy of it. And it is the ability for us to be able to change the planet. And it's our generation that's going to help do it. Peace, my brothers. Anything else you want to give out? Websites and so on. Go ahead and give out some of the websites and information they do before we wrap it up.
Sure. Our main site is watchmybit.com. So that's where everything's going to be on right now in beta. It's beta.watchmybit.com. And if you want to get a hold of any of us, I'm at mark@watchmybit.com and Doug's at Doug@watchmybit.com. So we keep it pretty simple. So hit us up and check out our Facebook page, Twitter. Both of those, watchmybit.com, and yeah, definitely, you're going to be on our speed dial, Ernest, so we definitely appreciate this platform.
No, I'm, because it's an understanding of why this is important. A lot of people, that's cool, oh, that's neat, oh, that's better, they don't understand. If they don't get behind, dude, this is why I started calling some of my friends. I met with my nephew. You know, he was, traveling. He came down for some show, and so he's heading back up to Prescott. Hey, what you doing, Uncle Ernie? You know, I go, you know, what's up? What do? I meet him for breakfast, and I go, give me your smartphone. I'm going to download. I'm going to send you some Bitcoin. Now's the time, because I think that the wallets are starting to get user-friendly for me to be able to do this, and I can send it to him real quick. Just get him a wallet open. Send him some interest on this. I want to help promote this, because I believe from what you're doing and what the space is doing and what the government can't do, they'll try, but what they can't do, now's the time. And when Bitcoin dropped below $300, I'm going, damn it, you know, and I'm willing to trade him, even though silver's down 16, whatever, because most of mine I bought 13, 15 anyway. So I go, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make some transition into, I mean, it's not a lot, but I mean, you know, it's enough, you know, that I'm going, okay, I got, you know, enough Bitcoin now. When it goes stupid, I benefit and I can buy and retire and sit on my butt and kind of rock on the porch of my desert hideaway Adobe, you know. So I'm going, okay, now's the time for me to promote it to my friends, my family, my neighbors, to people that listen to the show, because I've been waiting. I've been informing people about it, but I haven't been pushing any particular use of it until just Consumer Electronics Show, because talking to the people in the space, even those that I disagree with their method, they understand the long-term applications of all of this, to which you can put the dissidents that are take down entire freaking governments will get paid for it and have the capacity to be anonymous. That will change everything. Everybody has the ability to free themselves from the most abject poverty in the most remote corner of the planet, because of, that's why we're so pushing a Spaceship One. Spaceship One, Government Zero, because we are able to put up our own satellites. Kickstarter for CubeSats. SpaceX goes up, throws out a bunch of, you know, dozens of satellites. Communication of, we're done, bypassing the outer net. I can do whatever I want with my ladder and keep and communicate with any and everybody with my flip phone satellite. I can do from the Congo with the little kid with the loincloth that, you know, is the hub for his entire valley. We're on the grid and, you know, financial system and services that we can do whatever and bypass the man. It is that simple, and it's now. Get your Bitcoin. Get one. Get one now. Spend a couple $100. One. Get one so you can watch watchmybit.com. Hey, thanks, guys. This is a great show. Hold on a second. I got to go ahead and turn it off one of these days.